The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Appalachian Bioscience, take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today with our BioFriend services.
By Anderson Hometown Pharmacy, come to the 100% family-owned local pharmacy for all your prescription needs.
By Dale Hollow One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. The stage is set this evening in Gordonsville for our 5th District 6A Showcase. We follow the Clay County team southwestward on I-40 into the Tigers territory, where Matt Walker and his 17-5 Lady Bulldogs try to hold off Jake Dillard and his 8-11 Lady Tigers, who are hungry for a signature win. Rob Edwards is seeking his 13th 20-win season, and his 19-2 squad are determined to give it to him as they look to tame Trey Sanders and his 12-7 Tigers. Start the weekend off right with us tonight as we call the district doubleheader between Gordonsville and Clay County.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. You'll like what you see in Clay County because it's a great place to live, work, and play.
Honest Abe Log Homes, helping people realize their dream of log home living from their Moss, Tennessee headquarters since 1979.
McFarland Creek Outdoors, where once-in-a-lifetime trophy dreams come true for hunters right here in the middle of Bulldog Country.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy Standing Tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. And Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from both Bulldog coach Rob Edwards and Lady Bulldog coach Matt Walker, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you, it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their heart. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today. This is the CarQuest pregame show and our fifth broadcast of the basketball season. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll bring you the play-by-play action tonight. Later, we'll be joined by Joe Sims and Thomas Watson. For now, I'm accompanied by the talented Thomas Weaver.
Daniel, back on the road tonight for the continuation of our District 6A showcase, and what a dandy stretch we've already had.
It has been. We knew it would be, and this one's going to be no exception tonight. I know the girls are heavily favored, but this boys' game was single digits in Salina last time. I expect it to be close again tonight.
I do, too. You know, it hadn't been long since we've been here a few months back. Sat out in the elements that night underneath a tent, I think. Tonight we're warm and dry here in this gym in Gordonsville, and, you know, it didn't turn out too good the last time we were here on the football field, and hopefully it's going to turn out a little different here tonight.
That was the regular season closure there, probably the last week of October. You're right, it hadn't been long.
It hadn't, and it's always a pleasure to be saddled up to the broadcast table with you, cuz. And like you said, Gordonville's got a couple of dangerous teams, honestly. You know, the girls are a little under 500, but they're not to be overlooked.
Much improved from last season.
They are, and I think a little bit of a coaching change involved in there and things of that nature, but the Tigers, they're on the winning side of things. I think they've won a cool dozen games, as I like to call it. And to me, they're a force to be reckoned with Hunter Mann inside and some of the shooters they've got on the outside. Both Clay County teams are going to have to be on their toes tonight.
Well, that Tigers team is sitting third in the district standings. They're in the top half of the league.
Well, I didn't realize that. Of course, everybody's really close. The Dogs have separated themselves with their undefeated mark, but this is a tough district night in, night out. So we hope the Lady Dogs and the Dogs will be ready tonight, but there's one group we don't ever have to wonder about being ready, and that's our sponsors, Daniel. They always answer the bell. They've been very generous towards helping us bring this coverage of CCHS Athletics to Bulldog Nation night in and night out, and we're here because of them, and there's going to be a lot of listeners tonight depending on what they've made possible. We've seen the numbers spike on the road. This is one of our longest road trips of the year. So they're going to get some good coverage tonight, we hope.
They will. You know, another big one coming up at Tuesday night away game at Clark Range. If not for those sponsors, we'll be able to bring it to them.
That's right. Also, we want to encourage those depending on this broadcast to let them know. We always try to tell them thank you, but if you're in and out of their business someday, tell them that you appreciate what they've done to help the Horizon Sports Network get off the ground and been going for 2 years now as an extension of the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper we publish each week. So we hope everybody listening will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game and everything else that's been going on. At this time, we normally do our Dale Hall Horizon recap, Daniel. We covered the Red Bowling game, the Cumberland County wins in our last broadcast, which were featured in the last edition. And the next one doesn't come out till next Tuesday. So this time we're going to do a preview of what's going to be in print about Tuesday night's Jackson County games. Both came pretty easy, Daniel. As we'll discuss here, the Lady Blue Devils were no match for the Lady Dogs.
They weren't. We got on them early. Never, you know, didn't jump out crazy from them, but that game was never in question.
I agree with you. 27-4.
Well, maybe we did
in the first quarter. If you'll remember, Kenzie Arms had 14 points in that first quarter and just kind of pulled away from there. It was 42-13 at the half. Ended up the final was 67-29. Kenzie, after that huge first quarter, ended up with a game-high 20 points. Taylor Strong had 10. Rachel Copas had 10. So three in double digits, and then a couple not far behind. Katie Arms had seven in the ball game. Eliza Jenkins, five. Maddie Harlan, two. Marley Ashlock, three. Hannah Rains, two. Madison Beasley, two. Cherokee Upton, too, and Abby Eads got on the board with a free throw. So a lot of girls got to see some time.
You mentioned that on our last broadcast, I think 10. You said Lady Bulldogs scored. How amazing. That's great.
Wasn't a whole lot different, Daniel. It's kind of close early, but they pulled away from the Blue Devils and won handily.
Here's another one. I just never felt that game was in question. You know, it is a tough district, but I'm going to go ahead and say we're head and shoulders, at least head, above Jackson County's team.
I agree with you. And that one kind of started off the same way. Wasn't hardly as big of an advantage as the Lady Dogs got out to, but we led 20-12 at the end of the first quarter. B.J. Emerson, we talked about his fast starts. He had another one, Daniel, 7 points in that first quarter.
Sprinted down the court. Different players would find him. Two-thirds of the court pass, full-court pass, easy layups, lots of points in transition.
It was. We led 38-19 at the half and then pulled away even more in that third quarter as Jake Ashlock had 2, 4, 6, 8 points in that third quarter. We saw what he did at Redbone Springs, and he just continued that.
He's playing great. He did it last season after the Christmas tournaments. He really settled into some fine play, and this year is even amplified.
It is. Got some playing time for the JV late in the game, so the final ended up being a little better than it actually was. 68-47 was the final as Clay County won over the Blue Devils. For Clay County, Ashlock led the way with 14 points. B.J. Emerson finished off his good night with 13. Mason Sharp had a big night, 11 points in double digits for the first time since that Trousdale County game. That'd be big for this team moving forward.
We've got to have him as we get into this home stretch and postseason. If we're going to advance, we've got to have Sharp an active shooter.
I agree. Landon Woodcock finished with 9. Heath Kimes, 4. Gavin Silk, 8. Ben Bailey, 3. Sage Tiernan, the senior, came off the bench, had a pretty good night, 4 points. And Jared Markham, the senior, in the scoring column, Daniel. We talked about the game before that. Pretty excited for him.
Yeah, it was. First points of the season, we talked a lot about how hard he works in practice. He means a lot to the basketball team. You don't see it when you come out and watch the varsity contest every night, but he means a lot to them.
He does. So that wraps up the two big wins that Clay County had over Jackson County last week. Folks, get all the details, like we said, from this game and more in next week's Del Hollow Horizon, including stories about what you just heard, those summaries there. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County versus Gordonsville here on the road on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back here to Gordonsville High School. This is the CarQuest pregame show. It's time for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. To begin, let's take a look at the championship history of tonight's teams. The Gordonsville Lady Tigers have advanced to 3 state tournaments. Those were consecutively from 1997 through 99. Their tournament record is 2-3 with 2 Final Four eliminations and 1 Elite Eight elimination. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs have made 10 state tournament appearances, their most recent in 2012, of course, when they won state gold. Their tournament record is 13-9. Now we'll look at the series between tonight's teams. This is the 26th meeting with Gordonsville since 2008. Clay County is 17-8 against them during that time. We currently hold a 7-game win streak in the series, and the black and gold defeated Lady Tigers 75-33, a landslide back in Salina earlier this season. Several Lady Dogs have had individual success in the series. We'll start, as we always do, with blocks. Two ladies tied here. First, in 2017, McKenna Miles had 5 blocks against Gordonsville, and Stephanie Rich also had 5 in 2004.
Steals, Hall of Famer point guard Melissa Webb, 1994, had 8 steals against Gordonsville.
Rebounds, what a number here. Jada Kerr, 2015, that would have been her freshman or sophomore campaign. I can't do the math in my head that quick. 18 rebounds.
Wow, that's huge for anybody. Assists, the great Amanda Kendall. I think we're going to discuss her a little bit more in our Hall of Fame deal. 1997, had 11 assists, Daniel.
Free throws made. Deanna Donaldson, one of the greatest shooters from the charity stripe in Lady Bulldog history in 2001, hit 11.
Three-pointers made against Gordonsville in the game 2017, last season. Taylor Strong had 5, and Maddie Monroe in that historic 2012 season had 5.
And finally, the points leader, Hall of Famer Crystal Davis, had 32 against them back in 1995. Now we'll look at the boys' team's championship history. The Gordonsville Tigers have qualified for the state tournament twice. Their most recent trip was in 1996. Their state tournament record is 0-2. The Clay County boys have made 9 state tournaments, the most recently last year. We've had 7 Elite Eight eliminations, 1 Final Four elimination, and that 1 silver ball, 1 state runner-up. Concerning the series with Gordonsville, this is the 28th meeting since the 2008 season began, and Clay County's boys have been dominant with a 24-3 record against the Tigers. The Black and Gold got a 10-game series win streak into this evening's contest, and we saw the boys beat Gordonsville 74-69, that close 5-point win back in Salina earlier this season. Once again, several players here that have had success. You're going to hear one name, of course, that you hear a whole lot each week. We'll start with blocks, though. Steve Dersham leads the way there. Back in 2009, he had 3.
That's not the first time we've heard Dersham's name in that category. Steals, the great Tyreek Key, 2015, had 6.
Gavin Silk, his sophomore campaign, pulled down 14 rebounds against Gordonsville.
Key again, the assist man, had 8 in 2016.
And there Tyreek is again, the GOAT of Clay County. His senior year hit 11 free throws against Gordonsville.
Now, we mentioned this young man earlier already tonight. Last year, as we sit right here at this very table in this very spot, Mason Sharp, 6 three-pointers against Gordonsville.
And that just shows what he's capable of. The point leader, no surprise, Tyreek Key, senior season, 37 points against Gordonsville. Each week we have chronicled a male and female member of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. Started back in the original class, and we're there again. Both of these people were inducted in 2010. And, Thomas, I'll let you start off on the male side.
Well, the male side tonight, we have Hermony Springs great Connie Mack Clements, not only in the Hall of Fame, but he's got some family members. I know his son is also,
yes.
Jeff Clements.
Larry Clements.
He played in the 1950s. He was a Hermony Springs basketball star. Led the state in scoring, Daniel, in 1951 and earned his college scholarship. He averaged 24.5 points per game and racked up 657 total points his senior season. That's pretty tough right there.
Absolutely. And not the mid-state, the entire state he led.
That's right. He was offered a scholarship from Tennessee Tech, but he later accepted one to David Lipscomb College. He was known for his deadly one-handed long-range jump shots in a time before three-pointers. In a time when the two-hand set shots were the norm. So he's shooting it one-handed out there, Daniel. What if you used two?
Who knows? Almost maybe more of this a modern-style approach to it than the old style.
Yeah.
Connie Mack Clements, just a living legend over in the Hermitage Springs area. Now, I don't know the family history, but I'm sure Jeff's maybe a nephew or a second cousin or something. Yeah, but one of several father-son combinations. I don't know how many. You'll have to add that up sometime. But Connie Mack Clements. We'll move on to the female side. Tonight's female from the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame is Amanda Kendall Sharp. Played there in the mid-90s for Coach Sims at Salina High School. She was a 4-year starter. later played at Tennessee Tech. She was named All-State as a junior and senior, was also named All-Conference and All-Mid-State multiple times, and played in the Tennessee-Georgia All-Star game. She was a Class A Miss Basketball finalist. Her team played in four sub-state games and made three trips to the state tournament in high school. Signed a scholarship, as we said, and played one season at Tennessee Tech. Now, I've got something of interest here that I've just got to share about Amanda Kendall Sharp. I know she doesn't care about this stuff personally, probably, but this is just hugely impressive to me. Excluding current players from this year's team, career leaders here. She is fifth in points. Like I say, probably not including Taylor and Kenzie on this stuff. Fifth in career points. Fifth in free throws made. Third all-time in three-pointers made. Leads the way all-time in assists. Fifth in rebounds. She's first in steals in career and seventh in blocks. You talk about diversity, points, free throws, three-pointers, assists, rebounds, steals, blocks. We've got offense, defense, all faces.
Unbelievable, Daniel. You know, we've got a lot of great Lady Dog basketball players that's come through here. Amanda Kendall Sharp has widely been known and considered the greatest ever, and that shows it right there. You know, we talked about her son, Mason Sharp, maybe having a big night tonight. It could be the night for the Sharps.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a Battle Bulldog History brought to you by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. You like what you see in Clay County because it's a great place to live, work, and play.
You're listening to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball, brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals that you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. You'll like what you see in Clay County because it's a great place to live, work, and play.
Honest Dave Log Homes, helping people realize their dream of log home living from their Moss, Tennessee headquarters since 1979.
McFarland Creek Outdoors, where once-in-a-lifetime trophy dreams come true for hunters right here in the middle of Bulldog Country.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy Standing Tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert, and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Up next, we'll hear from both Bulldog coach Rob Edwards and Lady Bulldog coach Matt Walker. Preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims. Hear a final word before tip-off and the announcement of the starting lineups. Stay with us as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Clay County fans, let's go inside the Bulldog locker room with head coach Rob Edwards. Brought to you by McFarland Creek Outdoors, where once-in-a-lifetime trophy dreams come true for hunters right here in the middle of Bulldog Country. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Clay County High School Gymnasium, just hours away from Clay County's road trip to Gordonville tonight, where the 19-2 Dogs will take on the 12-7 Tigers, hoping to continue their unbeaten march through District 6A. I'm here with head coach Rob Edwards for this edition of Inside the Bulldog Locker Room. Coach, I know you thought we kind of forgot you last week, but we thought we'd give you a break. And remember, it took five Hall of Fame members to replace you.
Well, I thought I'd said something bad, Thomas. I wasn't sure. I didn't hear from you. So we're back on good standing now.
We are. It's good to have you back. We've got a lot to get caught up on, Coach. Won a pair of somewhat easy ones, but there was one that wasn't. What a game over at Red Bull Springs the other night.
Well, it was a battle, and it started the way, the absolutely worst way it could for us, with their perimeter guys making shots. We did a good job on the Marsh kid early in the game, I thought, and they just made shots, and when they make shots from the perimeter, they're pretty good.
They are. I think they made 5 threes early on. They got them out to a 14-point lead at one point. But you got to go back. We cut it pretty good at the half, and then the third quarter was all about that one-on-one matchup between Jake Ashlock and Dalton Marsh. Talk about that a little bit, Coach.
Well, Marsh picked up his third foul there in the third quarter, I think, and we just felt like, he couldn't guard Jake if we pulled Jake out. And Gavin on the bench with three or four fouls there, and that forced Marsh to have to guard Jake. So we just felt like it was a mismatch to our advantage and took advantage of it. And Jake did a great job. He made a couple threes there, which forced him to come out a step farther. And then he was able to beat him off the dribble and get some easy ones. So, it's worked out well for us.
It did. And I know you're not going to like this comment because you never do. But I got to credit you some, Coach. Gavin went out. You recognized that matchup and went to it.
Well, I wasn't the only one that recognized it, the assistant coaches there were talking about it too, I think even Jake recognized it. He looked at me a couple times, it was just kind of let me take him one-on-one. It was a team effort, an entire staff effort, fortunately it worked out for us.
It did, and not only did Ashlock dominate him on the offensive end, but played great defense against him. Held him 10 points below his average. I know you had a little scheme going there, too, BJ helping down quite a bit, but pretty much the backbone of that defensive effort against Marsh was Jake Ashlock.
It was. We give Jake a lot of credit. Jake can guard guys bigger than him. Mm-hmm. He can guard guys smaller than him on the perimeter. Jake is a guy that can play any position.
Right.
And we're thrilled to have him, and happy that he's not one of these seven seniors, and we get another year of him.
Sure, and it wasn't just all about Jake. I mean, that was a feature matchup. Landon had a good game. Woodcock did. VJ, it was a team effort, no doubt about it. Talk about the end, Coach. Another credit to you, in my opinion. There was a kind of a game clinching sequence right there at the end. You're up two, held the ball for almost a minute and a half. Talk about that decision.
Well, I kind of debated on which route to go. I think there was a minute and 58 seconds left when we crossed the half line there with Heath, and kind of talked to Coach Walker a little bit there on the bench. We decided it would be better for us to hold it force them to foul us. We thought if we went ahead and ran some offense and we got a shot and missed it, they're going to get it to Marsh.
Right.
And, we felt like our chances of holding the ball and getting the last shot were better than our chances of defending Marsh, in a last-second situation. So, again, fortunately, things worked out for us. Spread them out a little bit. BJ made a good cut, and Jake made a great pass, and BJ finished the layup there, and it just the straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak.
It was. Went to the line after that when they started fouling and kind of iced that game. But, Coach, it wasn't just about the X's and O's of basketball that night. Have you ever seen a crazier atmosphere than there was over there at Red Bull Springs? Start to finish. We talked about it on the broadcast. Early in the first quarter, it was almost like there was 2 minutes to go left in the game.
Yeah, it was like a district or region tournament setting, and we had talked about that in practice all – leading up to that game, that it was going to be that type of atmosphere. And I like to think maybe we prepared our guys for it a little bit. Of course, the ones that had been there before, they were accustomed to it, but some of these other guys might not have been as familiar with it. So it's a great atmosphere, and we enjoyed it. But again, that's a tough place to play, and I'm glad we've got that one behind us.
I hear you. And then you went on and took care of business against Cumberland County, Kentucky, and Jackson County to end the week up there, well, start this week. With those wins, you improved to 19-2, just the two losses. And Coach, they put the target squarely on your back again. First AP poll, you're ranked number 3. You're also unbeaten in District 6A. I know that's a position that you're used to by now.
Well, we've been there a few times. I don't know that we're used to it. You know, but I've told you before, you know, we've been in the AP poll a few times over the past few years, and I'm still waiting on the first trophy or plaque for being listed in there. So,
right.
You know, we don't even talk about it in practice. We just go about our business and try to prepare for the next opponent and go on our way.
Well, speaking of the next one, tonight, close game last time, and this Gordonsville team's solid, Coach.
They pose a lot of problems for us. Big guy in the middle, Hunter Mann, he had 18 against us last time, and we didn't do a great job guarding him. We're going to adjust how we guard him a little bit tonight. And I did a poor job of scouting them last time. A couple guys we didn't play off of hit some threes. So now I feel like we're a little better prepared tonight, at least on the defensive end than what we were last time. Plus, we'll have BJ with us tonight who wasn't with us last time. So that's going to help us. But at Gordonsville, Friday night's going to be a good crowd, and it's always a tough place to play, and just like everywhere we go, it's a tough place to play, you know. So looking forward to another great atmosphere, another good crowd, and a good game, a good test for us. You know, it's like you said earlier, I talk about the bullseye on our back all the time, and we're going to get it their best game tonight.
Well, we're looking forward to it, Coach. Be careful on the way down there. We'll meet you there, and good luck tonight.
All right. Thank you, Thomas.
This has been Inside the Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Rob Edwards, brought to you by McFarland Creek Outdoors, where once-in-a-lifetime trophy dreams come true for hunters right here in the middle of Bulldog Country. Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family-owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice-cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know. Now, Clay County fans, let's go inside the Lady Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Matt Walker. Brought to you by Honest Abe Log Homes, helping people realize their dream of log home living from their Moss, Tennessee headquarters since 1979. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Clay County High School Gymnasium, just hours away from Clay County making the trip down to Gordonsville tonight, where the 17-5 Lady Dogs will take on the 8-11 Tigerettes, hoping to remain knotted at the top of District 6A. I'm here with Head Coach Matt Walker for this week's edition of Inside the Bulldog Locker Room, Lady Bulldog Locker Room. Coach, missed you earlier in the week as we kind of used that time for our Hall of Fame interviews. Good to have you back here. Getting ready to head to Gordonsville tonight.
Good to have you. Now, you haven't been here, but I've enjoyed listening to the last several broadcasts.
Well, we appreciate that. It was nice to hear from all five of those Hall of Fame people, even though that kicked you off last time.
That's okay. They deserve it.
Well, back to basketball. Your team's really kind of taken that confidence you gained from that huge win at Clark Range and ran with it, Coach. Three easy victories in the last week.
Yeah, we're at the fun time of the season where the offense is pretty much in and the defense is pretty much in, and we're just focusing on perfecting some things and trying to get some momentum going, kind of like we did last year, trying to peak at this time of the year.
In the Cumberland County game, the Lady Dogs almost put up 100 and then had no problem with Jackson County earlier this week. But that wasn't really the case at Red Bull and Springs. They've got a pretty solid team this year.
Red Bull does have a good team, and it's kind of the type of game that we expected. They're going to try to hold it to a low-scoring game and try to limit possessions, and kind of like we expected. I thought we played with a lead pretty much throughout the whole game, except for maybe that third quarter. I think they tied it up in the third quarter. And then we went on to maybe an 18-2 run or something, and had an 11-point lead going in the fourth quarter, loosened the defense up a little, and then kind of pulled away from there.
Early on, it kind of looked like to me, I mean, after beating Clark Range and all the emotion with that, two or three days prior, it seemed like our emotion was a little off early on. But you overcame it and ended up pulling away, and I thought a lot of that came from your younger players, Katie Arms and Rachel Copas. They brought that energy from start to finish.
Yeah, and the younger players played great, I thought. And then Maddie Harlan played great as well. I know listening to the broadcast of that game, I heard Coach Sims, who does a great job breaking the games down, mentioned how they just flat out wouldn't guard Maddie.
Right.
And in games like that, they're going to try to focus their efforts on Taylor and Kenzie, and somebody's got to step up. I think Katie stepped up in maybe the first 4 or 5 points of the game, and then I thought Maddie stepped up as well.
She did, and you touched on it there. They were sagging off of her, basically daring her to shoot. Early on, she had a little trouble with it, missed the first couple of shots, but I guess it was in that third quarter, that run after they tied the game. She made two huge three-pointers, and that really opened things up. Credit to her.
She did. We thought they was going to play a little bit different type of defense. Last year they played us with a 1-3. They put a girl on Taylor the whole time and put three in the paint on Kenzie. And we thought the free throw line was going to be open and some mid-range shots was going to be open. So all week we worked on those little mid-range shots, and we thought Maddie could get some mid-range shots. And she made a couple. I think she made two the first half of little mid-range shots. And then at halftime we said, Maddie, just go shoot threes. Just go back there where you're more comfortable, because that's open, she probably shoots the same percentage from three as she does from that mid-range shot, too. And she made two big ones right there that loosened the defense up and really contributed to our run.
She did. We always talk about her defense kind of sparking on that end. But, finished with double figures, great night for me.
She did. Her 10 points was huge. I think she came out and scored a little bit the next night against Burksville as well. But going back to the Red Bull game, not just the 10 points that she scored, but, she was on their best player the whole night, Fleming. She guarded Fleming, and I thought she'd give Fleming a lot of problems. I know Fleming, I think, had 10 points in the first half. I think maybe one or two of them was on Maddie where she got loose for a three, one of which was on an offensive rebound,
I think
Maddie was going in for a rebound, and they tipped it out to her, so wasn't much she could do about that. And I think some of the other shots she got, I don't think her teammates really helped her a whole lot. And to guard a great player like that, it's got to be a team effort. But second half, I think Maddie really focused on stopping Fleming and held her to 12 points, two in the second half. So, whenever she scores 10 herself, in the limits, the other team's best player, 10 points under their average, that's a 20-point night. That's
right.
Big for anybody.
That is huge. We already talked about Katie and Rachel and the energy they brought, both of them getting into double digits also. But we got to talk about what I like to call your super senior duo, and that's Taylor Strong and Kenzie Arms. We all know what they can do. But, a lot of people didn't really know, and they're starting to take notice, Coach. They're going to go down as two of the best ever to play here at Clay County.
They are. They both got a chance to break the individual scoring record, and whether or not they finish 1 and 2, they're definitely going to be two of the top three or four. I think they're already in the top four. They're going to be two of the greatest scorers here in Clay County history. But more than that, I hope they focus on winning games. Kenzie's done a great job rebounding the ball this year as well. Taylor, I think defensively, going back to the Clark Range game, Taylor is really focused on her defense this year. They're doing a lot of things that contribute to winning games other than just scoring. And it's not the fact that they get a lot of points, but they do it pretty efficiently. I was checking the stats today, and Kenzie's up at, I think, 57% from the field. I mean, that's unbelievable what she's shooting. Taylor, I think, is 42 or 43% overall from the field and almost 40% from the three-point line. So it's not like they're going out there and just taking bad shots and just gunning for themselves. You know, they're getting pretty good looks. And credit their teammates. You know, their teammates are putting them in pretty good positions. You know, Rachel Copas, I'm sure you'll touch on it here in a minute about the state leaders. Rachel Copas is among the state's leaders in assists.
Right.
And their teammates get on the ball in good places, and they do a good job finishing.
They do, and you talked about those lists. You know, I think Taylor was at the top in the national area, Kenji right below her, Rachel on top on the assist. I mean, yeah, this team's getting recognized not only for their play, but kind of statewide, Coach. First AP poll came out last Monday. We were ranked ninth, along with two other teams out of our district. I know that doesn't mean a lot right now, but good for these girls to get the respect they deserve, I think.
It's the first time in several years, I think, that our girls' program has been ranked statewide. It's about where I figured would be this time of year. I think part of that goes back to the success that we had last year, so credit Brittany Boone and Cara Butterworth with getting us to a sub-state game, because it's hard to come out of nowhere and be state-ranked. So I think part of that contributes to our success that we had towards the end of last year, and again, those two seniors was a big part of that. And then going into this year, taking care of the games that we're supposed to win, beating the teams that we're supposed to beat. I think the voters have seen that we played a difficult schedule as well. We've got five losses, you know, two of which was to Macon County, who's state ranked, one of which was to White County, who was just on the outside of state ranked, and I think sits at like 19-1 right now.
Right.
And one of those losses was to Pickett County, who's ranked ahead of us statewide. And then another loss, as you tweeted about, was without a full squad, you know, missing Taylor that game. So I think we've been pretty consistent in the games that we played. We beat the teams we're supposed to beat and played some good teams to go along with it.
And it's not going to be easy the rest of the way. We're in the heart of the district schedule right now. We've kind of hit some of the bottom end of that. But heading into Clark Range again, Pickett County again, you know, we've got some big games coming up. And you can't overlook tonight, Coach. This Gordonsville team's pretty scrappy. They're about 500. Talk about them.
They are. Gordonsville, this time last year, I think they was last in the district. They finished dead last. I think they won one game all year long last year. I think they finished 1-20-something. This year, as you mentioned, they're 8-11. They've already won eight games. Some of those teams have been on some of those wins have been on teams that are down a little bit. Jackson County, for instance, they beat on Jackson County. They beat Monterey, so teams that are down a little bit. But then they've also got a couple pretty good quality wins. I know they beat a good Eagleville team that we played this summer. And, you know, that Eagleville team, I think, is top two or top three in their region. They've got a good chance to make it to a sub-state game, and Gordons will beat them. So, as well as playing Red Bowling tough, you know, we know what kind of problems Red Bowling gives us. Gordonsville just lost to them by 11. It's at their place. It's one of our father's games to travel. And they play pretty good down there, so we're definitely not overlooking them.
What's one key tonight, Coach? Just getting off to a fast start?
Yeah, I think so. We got to get off to a fast start. And, you know, defensively, I know you touched on, we scored a lot of points against Burksville and scored a lot of points against Jackson County. But defensively, I thought those games was pretty solid as well. I think we held Jackson to 30-something points and held Burksville to 30-something points while scoring a lot. So it's not like we're going to let you score with us and just try to, you know, run up and down and sling it. Our girls are really putting an emphasis on the defensive side of the ball. So, you know, I think defensively is going to be a big key tonight as well. They've got some quick guards we got to stay in front of, but the girls have been working hard in practice, and I think we're up for it.
Well, Coach, appreciate you taking the time. Good luck with them tonight.
Thank you.
This has been Inside the Lady Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Matt Walker. Brought to you by Honest Abe Log Homes. Helping people realize their dream of log home living from their Moss, Tennessee headquarters since 1979.
We hope you enjoyed the interviews, and now it's time for Tipsy's Final Take. The last word before tip-off brought to you by Olive's Place. Thomas, what's tonight's most famous elephant got for us tonight?
Well, Daniel, when I went by Olive's today, Tipsy said tonight's all about the lady dogs staying the course and taking care of business right off the bat tonight. Kind of like Tuesday night versus Jackson County. They don't need to gom around. They just need to get it done and get it done quick. again, it's another one of those games where you know you're the superior team, but you still got to go out and prove it. There's a difference in knowing it and doing it, isn't there, Coach?
That's right. We just got to be ready to play like we was Tuesday night. I thought we came out with a lot of energy, and just need to do it again, you know, get our press going, and, you know, if we can get steals or rebounds on the defensive end, push it down and try to get some stuff in transition, and hopefully we'll get it over with quick.
Coach, it's the Gordonsville team that we've won 7 in a row against. I think maybe the seniors back in their freshman campaign dropped one to them. They've grown accustomed to beating them. Hopefully they won't overlook.
No, I don't think they will. Of course, they're like everybody else, you know, talents up and down. You know, at one time, when Bush was coaching, you know, they was one of the best in the state, if not the best, for a couple of years.
I know 97, 98, 99,
right.
Three straight trips
to
the tournament.
They took us to the woodshed a couple times in those years. But like we could always get them when we really had to in the region, but, you know, his talent fell off, kind of like ours did, but not as bad. Ours didn't fall off near as bad as theirs, but they're just in one of those down flows right now, and you said they got a bunch of freshmen playing and starting, so, you know, they may be getting back up, you know, next year or so.
Thomas, anything else, Dad?
I don't think so. Coach knows quite a bit about the history. That's not my forte. Like I say, just a fast start for the Lady Dogs.
This has been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by this place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. We are here at Gordonsville High School tonight getting ready for a District 6A doubleheader. We've got about probably 30 seconds until they go to the anthem. We'll stay with you on air to that and then take a break and come back to the starting lineups. This definitely is a game that Clay County needs to win, keep this momentum rolling. I believe they are 17-5 overall. Yes, on the year, 7-1 in District 6A playoff. The Lady Bulldogs tied with Clark Range right now. Clark Range playing trials down tonight. We're here at Gordonsville, so we need this win to continue on top of the standings heading into the district tournament. Coach Walker and his girls have won several in a row and don't need to falter here at Gordonsville tonight. We finally see time running down here on the clock. Anticipate the playing of the anthem. Everyone stands. We'll go ahead and go to break. Come back for the starting lineups.
You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Appalachian Bioscience, take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today with our BioPrint services.
By Anderson Hometown Pharmacy, come to the 100% family-owned local pharmacy for all your prescription needs.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We're back live here at Gordonsville High School, preparing for the tip-off of this girls' game. Now it's time for the girls' starting lineups, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. First of all, starting for the home team, Gordonsville Lady Tigers tonight. A freshman, number 10, Katie Baden. Freshman, number 11, Brooklyn Stewart. Freshman, number 22, Lily Manor. Junior, number 23, Lyra Britt. Sophomore, number 32, or actually senior, I apologize, number 32, Maja Harrelson. Starting for the 17-5 Clay County Lady Bulldogs, a senior, number 10, Taylor Strong. Senior, number 23, Kenzie Arms. Senior, number 32, Maddie Harlan. Sophomore, number 20, Rachel Copas. And sophomore, number 24, Katie Arms. The girls' starting lineups have been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof mantle, and more. Thomas, we've got a moment here, and I know you have something to share.
I do, Daniel. I think while we're doing the lineups, we've got a lineup we need to get in also, and that's our Clay County High School cheerleaders. They're led by four seniors, Elizabeth Spivey, Antrice Jones, Carly Craig, and Katie Thomason. There's three juniors, Leanne Smith, Abigail Collins, and Taylor Smith. Two sophomores, Maggie Weir and Austin Weir, and four freshmen, Anna Ray Collins, Tamara Smith, Zoe Siever, and Haley Kirk. And Daniel, they're coached by longtime leaders Stephen and Lana Chitwood. What a great group of young ladies they are, and we talk about it. They've got the longest season of anybody, just like we always say.
They do, and I want to thank you out to the Chitwood for sticking with us so long, Coach, and a hard thing to do these days, and I know that they probably had to deal with some of the same issues that the coaches of other sports do.
Sure.
I want to thank them for not only their time as educators here in Clay County, but carrying on as cheerleading coaches in their retirement. And we are getting set for action here. The girls come into tonight's contest, ranked ninth in the state AP poll. We see from a newspaper here that Coach Sims got this to Tennessee, and I suppose Taylor Strong is first in the mid-state scoring, 21.6 points a game. And Kenzie Arms setting fourth in the mid-state scoring with 19.5 points a game. So some high honors already for the seniors, and Kenzie controls the tip for Clay County. Kofas has it at the top of the key. Goes to Maddie Harlan, left wing, into the corner to Katie Arms. She comes across the arc to Rachel Kofas, who drives in, takes a 10-foot jumper, no good. Rebound by Gordonsville.
Well, I think if you look down that list, Rachel Kofas is leading the mid-state in assists, Daniel, with a little bit over five.
She's dishing it left and right to those great scores. First personal foul of the contest called. Junior Leah Vera Britt picks up a charge. Clay County back in possession.
I think guards will start out in a box of one. That's what it looks like.
Putting the one on Taylor?
Yeah.
Katie Arms, top of the key, gives off to Kofas. Kofas down low to Kenzie Arms. Kenzie gives two to her. She knocks it down from 12 feet. Lady Tigers inbound. They get it in to Britt. Britt's going to be fouled by Taylor Strong. Not a lot of pressure, but she did get the body into her. Taylor's first person of the contest.
Kind of press. We see it here, Coach.
1-2-1-1. We're not on the ball tonight, though. We're usually on the ball. I don't know. Playing a little different.
Timeline's crossed by the Lady Tigers. It's Britt. Her jumper from free throw range, no good. Rebound by Lady Tiger teammate. Now 3-point shot taken, no good. Rebound by the same shooter. That's number 32, Major Harrelson. Harrelson could not convert on either attempt. Katie Arms pulls down the rebound, takes it to the other end, and double dribbles.
And she's looking for Taylor there on the cut to the basket, and then saw it close up and just caused a double dribble. A little bit of what we talked about, you know, maybe a little nerves, you know, something going on here early, guys.
Lady Tigers with possession of the ball. It's out at the top of the key. Britt has it. She's defended by Harlan. She gives up to Harrelson. Harrelson over to Stewart. Stewart now back to Manor. Manor hands off to a teammate. That was Britt. Her shot no good. Rebound Clay County. Katie Arms now across the timeline all the way down to the hoop. Layup was deflected. Lady Tigers have possession. I'll try to get these Lady Tiger names memorized for you. Kind of hard to see the numbers on the back of their jerseys. A lot of them have long hair and ponytails that covers them up. Britt with it on the right wing, defended by Harlan. She drives, gets the left block, dishes it out to Harrelson. Harrelson's defended by Strong. Harrelson gives up to Stewart. Stewart now hands back off to Britt. Britt seems to be the ball handler for the Lady Tigers, and as I say that, she was insecure with it. It was stolen by Kenzie Arms. Kenzie got it to Taylor. Taylor has it stolen back from her by Britt. And Gordonsville with another possession here. Harrelson drives to the basket, and the ball wedges between the iron and the backboard. They're going to have to get another basketball to get that one out, unless the official has some good jumping skills, Coach.
I don't think any of those officials are going to get it down.
You know, Coach, we're seeing Clay County and what has become the kind of their signature pressure man-to-man defense.
Yeah.
Since that Clark Range game, they've really been doing a good job at it.
Yeah. They played man pretty much the whole year. They've been a few times they played zone, but yeah, they've been doing it better, I think, especially, like you said, the Clark Range game. I thought I was really impressed that night. And we just got to get something going on offense here. Quit turning it over. We're turning it over two or three times already.
Timeout has been taken here at Gordonsville High School. It was a 30-second. We'll go ahead and stay with you. They've got a great man on
yes,
hand here.
It's hard to talk over them.
You probably heard a little bit of it there through the microphone and did a wonderful job playing the national anthem. We should have stayed on air and let you hear it. Getting back to action here. Gordonsville with it. Going to be inbounding from beneath their own basket. It's Manor. She works it in to Harrelson. She fires the three from left wing. Good-looking shot, but it falls no good off the iron. Kenzie Arms with the rebound, gets it to Harlan. Harlan crosses the timeline, goes to Copas. As we said, Copas leading the mid-state in assists, averaging 5.4 a game. She feeds inside to Taylor Strong, who was posted up. She passes across the plate to Kenzie. Kenzie has four. Bay County with four. None is the lead early. 5:15 to play in the first. Gordonsville trying to fight through the pressure. They do beat it. Get across the timeline. It was Stewart. She gives it up to a Lady Tiger, number 30, I think it was. That was Abby Gotchkoff. Gotchkoff's shot was no good. Rebound Kenzie Arms. She gets it to Harlan. Harlan to Copas. Copas into the paint. Her jumper good. Bay County out in front 6-9. 4:45 to play here in this first quarter of action. And we do see that full court pressure being applied. Each time, though, Gordons will have been able to successfully get it across. But Katie Arms comes up with a steal. However, she loses it out of bounds. Ball going back in the direction of the Lady Tigers. Gordons will travel in from right to left from our vantage point here in this opening half. Clay County traveling left to right to their goal. Ball's inbounded. Britt has it, crosses the timeline, beats well. Harlan, gets to the hoop, and she'll score. Gordonsville on the board. 6-2 the score here early. 4.5 minutes to play in the first. Copas crosses the timeline. She's at the top of the key, gives it to Kenzie Arms. Kenzie to Katie. Katie now to Harlan. Harlan right wing, back inside to Katie Arms. Back out to Harlan. Now to Copas. She's at left wing, wants the drive. And a foul's going to be called against number 22, Lily Manor, the freshman. Her first personal.
She's the one kind of stalking Taylor Strong around. You know, you see Strong go to the post, Coach, trying to post her up.
Yeah, that's what we did against Red Bull the other night when they were covering her up. Worked pretty good, but they're going to have two on her here. I don't know if she'll have as much success as she did last Friday night. She got fouled there, so it's all right.
Taylor was at left block. Her shot no good. However, she did pick up the foul. And it's against Manor, her second personal in just a few moments. Strong at the line to shoot two. First one's away, it's good. We see Taylor getting back to her normal ways from the charity stripe. Struggled slightly in the last contest against Jackson County. Still had 10 points. When you're the leading scorer in the mid-state, 10 points is an off night, though. Second shot's away. It's also good. Clay County's lead extended now to 8-2. 4:06 remaining in this opening quarter. Ball's inbounded to Britt. Britt crosses the timeline. Ball stolen by Harlan, and Britt fouls Harlan. First personal for Britt. Actually, the second. Quickly here in the first half of the first quarter, we see two Lady Tigers sporting two personal fouls. Lady Bulldogs inbound right beside head coach Matt Walker. He barks out instructions to his players. Copas runs the point. Set play call, it looks like. Copas looking to pass down low. Kenzie Arms, high post, fires. She has six.
She's hot again, it seems like.
She is. Kenzie Arms right now 1 point behind Jan Arms on the for third on the all-time Lady Bulldogs score.
Already?
She certainly is. Her next basket will move her in front of Jan. Quite a feat there to Coach Sims. I know that a great argument could be made that Jan Arms may be the greatest of all time to play for you.
Well, she's in the top five. She's probably as athletic as anybody ever had. It's hard to say who was the best, but she was up there.
Taylor Strong fires on three, no good. Rebound by Britt for the Lady Tigers. She has it left wing. Gives it up to Harrelson. Harrelson dribbles around the top of the arc. Passes off to a teammate. Now the ball's back in Britt's hands. Britt dishes off to number 10, Baden. Baden defended by Katie Arms. Vaden travels with the basketball. Clay County going to take back over.
Kind of see the pressure of Clay County. I think they've turned it over on about four straight trips now, Coach.
Yeah. Yeah, it's sometimes it's hard to take it away from them on the press, but you get them in the half court, then they turn it over, which that's just about as good.
I saw that happen to us, our girls last year, and Kenzie Arnn scores from left block, assist to Rachel Copas. Kenzie has eight on the night, goes to the line to try to convert the three-point play the old-fashioned way. And with that basket, she did move ahead of Jan and take sole ownership of third place on the all-time list. Kenzie currently has 1,680. We'll make it now with nine on the night. She has 1,684 career points. Taylor Strong not far behind her. Britt crosses the timeline for the Lady Tigers. She gives it up inside to Gotchkoff. Gotchkoff under pressure, and it's a turnover. Katie Arms comes up with the steal. Here Clay County comes quickly. Taylor Strong has it left block. Her shot's up, no good. It was well defended. Copas knocks the ball out of bounds. Gordons were going to take over possession. Timeout's taken here by Gordons. Well, another 30. Their second of this first quarter. We'll go to our first break here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
We return here, 13-2, the Clay County lead. Lady Bulldogs out in front. It's a pretty good start here in this first quarter play. This young Gordon's Lady Tiger team at this point in time just does not have the girl power to hang with us. Tigers do have it. Britt fires a long two-pointer, no good. Rebound Rachel Copas, the sophomore, having a great season. She dishes ahead to Kenzie Arms. Kenzie to Maddie Harden. She fires from right wing on three. Great shot, but it was no good. That basketball went halfway down in the rim.
Yeah, I thought it was gone. It looked good.
Gordon's will with the rebound. It's Harrelson, top of the key, defended by Strong. She dishes off to number 24. That's Potts, Trinity Potts. Her three-point shot, no good. However, ball was kept alive by Crawford. Give him back to Potts, who does convert. Copas now for Clay County. Works to Harlan. Harlan inside to Strong, who's posted up. Jump ball call. Possession arrow was in favor of Clay County, and we see Eliza Jenkins check in for the first time tonight. I don't see which Lady Bulldog is going to set. It's Katie on.
Katie.
You know, Coach, got Strong on the block down there, but they're doubling her.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to get her to do anything as long as she's got two on her. They're just going to tie her up. Might be better off, you know, putting her out in the floor just like that and letting her.
We
think that's
a strong score here. She got it behind the arc, drove into the paint, put it up, and she was fouled. Shot was good. She'll go to the line to shoot another. 15-4 the lead, minute 36 to play in this first quarter clock. Shots away, and it's good. Lady Tigers inbound. Full court pressure still being applied by Clay County. Gotchkoff has it. They have crossed the timeline. She gets all the way down the left block, and a foul's going to be called on Jenkins. Eliza's first personal. Only Clay County's second team foul.
You know, I expected number 30 Gotchkoff to play a little bit. I watched her in a junior varsity game. She was definitely the most aggressive there. She can get to the rim on a dribble drive.
Brent scores for Gordonsville. 16-6, now the score. Gordonsville is battle back. It's only a 10-point deficit. Copas with the ball. She shoots from the free throw line. Give it to her. Copas with four in the contest. Minute 10 left in the first. Lady Tigers with the basketball. It's Britt across the timeline. Pass the head to Crawford. Crawford couldn't hang on, though, and Britt gets it back. Britt, a long two-pointer air ball. Rebound Kenzie Arms. I guess can you call a rebound on an air ball?
I guess, yeah.
Kenzie did come up with the basket beneath the goal. Under a minute to play here in the first quarter. 45 seconds and ticking. Clay County loses the possession here. They tried to go inside to Taylor Strong. Ball never got to her, though. It was knocked away. Lady Tigers come down, miss a layup, rebound Eliza Jenkins. Jenkins under pressure in the backcourt, finally gets it to Harlan. Harlan across the timeline to Copas. Copas can't hang on.
Sloppy here.
Sloppy, as Coach Sim says there, 18-6. Clay County with a 4-possession lead. 12-point margin. 26.6 seconds remains here in the opening quarter. Gordonsville with the basketball. Coach Sims, Jake Dillard, the head coach down here at Gordonsville, is this a first-year job for him, do you know?
Second, I think.
Second-year head coach down
here. Yeah, I talked to him last year. His sister, Jessica Dillard, played for Butch back in the late 90s, early 2000s. She was about as tall as he is. Really good player. She used to give us fits.
Under 10 seconds here in this quarter now. Gordonsville turned it over. Clay County takes it back over. Kenzie Arms high post gives up to Jenkins. Her shot with 2 seconds is no good. Strong pulls down the rebound. Could not get an attempt off before the buzzer sounds. 18-6, the score then to 1. Stay with us here for the second.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their heart. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We're back for the second quarter. Clay County out in front by 12. The score is 18-6. Lady Tigers of Gordonsville with the basketball. As we mentioned, they are traveling from right to left here from our vantage point. Ball's out behind left arc in the hands of Avery Crawford. Crawford tried to go inside, lost a handle on it. Goes out of bounds off the hands of Brooklyn Stewart. Clay County going to have the basketball.
Clay County playing, as you said, Coach, a little sloppy, a little slow off the start.
Yeah.
That's hard to say when you got 18 points in the quarter.
Well, it is. We got a comfortable lead, but, you know, we hadn't really got anything off the press yet. And like I said during the break, you know, they're just dribbling through us, wasting their time. We're not going to make them pick their dribble up. You don't pass it.
Teddy Arms fires from three. No good. Rebound, though, by Copas. Copas keeps it alive. Works it to Jenkins. Jenkins shot no good. Ball back off the basket. Rebounded by Strong, and she'll be fouled. Goes to line to shoot two. Taylor 2-for-2 in the first quarter from the free throw line. We'll see what she does here.
You know, Kenzie Arms did get off to a good start. She got 9 in the first quarter. Taylor Strong 5, make it 6, Daniel, with that free throw.
Taylor has certainly reclaimed her strokes from the free throw line. About an 80% shooter on the year, I think, from that mark. Second shot's away. It's also good. 7:22 left in the second. Clay County out to a 14-point lead, 20-6. Big one coming up Tuesday night at Salina. If I'm not mistaken, the Lady Bobcats of Pickett County come to town.
Really big game.
Dropped out by 1 point in Burchtown back before Christmas. Always a game that has circled on the schedule for Coach Walker. He is an alumni of Pickett County High School, as we see Katie Arms add two more to the tally. Really nice to see the emergence of Copas and Arms here during their sophomore years establish themselves as very good basketball players playing alongside these three talented seniors.
And, of course, give the assist to Copas on that one after Arms started to break.
Clay Kane takes back over. Gordonsville having trouble hanging on to the basketball. An unforced turnover on their behalf. Katie Arms. Right wing, goes inside to Kenzie Arms. Kenzie shot up no good. She's fouled, though. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Stewart has two. Manor has two. And Britt has two for Gordonsville. Kenzie misses the first. And there's two team fouls for Gordonsville, but I didn't get long. They have 8 on the board. I show 6 on my paper. Clay County with only two team fouls at this point. Taylor Strong, a personal, and Eliza Jenkins one. Kenzie hits the second. Ball's inbounding for Gordonsville. Britt has it, crosses the timeline, dishes ahead to Stewart. Stewart tried to get it to Baden, and once again, the ball goes out of bounds.
That's just bad passes on their part, you know.
At least you know. 10 turnovers probably.
Probably at least.
For Gordonsville. And give credit to the Clay County defense. We are pressuring them, forcing them into these things.
We didn't make them do that, though. You know, they just make a bad pass.
See a little adjustment here by Coach Walker. He's got Taylor out at the free throw line.
Yeah, he's got her at the high post now.
Maddie Arlen has the ball stolen from her by Harrison. Actually, Britt, and she drives all the way down and scores. Lyra Britt adds two more. She's definitely the leading scorer for the Lady Tigers. Best player on this team. She's a junior. Started the game off with a fellow senior and three other freshmen. Another turnover. Maddie Harlan had worked it at high post to Taylor Strong. Strong had it knocked out of her hands, and Harlan picks up a personal foul.
Talked about Britt. She got six of Gordon's 8 points. Not a bad little player. Yep. Everything goes through her. She's bringing the ball up the court.
She handles it pretty good.
Looked pretty good.
Gordon's with the basketball. It's at right wing in the hands of Manor. Manor worked to, who was that? Somebody hit a three.
Potts. Trinity Potts.
Trinity Potts. Okay, her second three-pointer of the contest. Maybe. Arms now returns the favor. Katie knocks down the three-pointer. 5:30 remaining here in this second quarter. 26-11 the score. Clay County out in front. Gordon's with the basketball. Britt crosses the timeline, gets it to Potts. Potts hands off to Harrelson. Harrelson now works back to Britt. Britt kicks it left wing back to Harrelson. Her three-pointer good. They're getting hot.
Warming it up.
And they draw back within 12 here. 26-14. If they continue to hit the three, they're going to hang around in this one. 5 minutes to play. Marty Ashlock enters the contest for Clay County. She has it on right wing. Got it over to Katie Arms. Arms had it stolen. Here come the Lady Tigers of Gordonsville. Shots up. My Manor. I apologize, having trouble finding the name. Her shot was no good, though. Rebound Harlan quickly. Harlan comes down, gives it to Kenzie Arms, who stayed back at an offensive end. She has the easy two. Personal foul going to be called against Katie Arms. Arms picks up her first personal. Pressure in the backcourt costs Katie a personal that time. She delivered a pretty good lick.
We're seeing kind of what we feared, Coach. They got it down to about 12 there just a second ago. Just not playing with much energy.
Yeah.
Turning the ball over.
Yeah, we're not blowing them out like we did at our place, that's for sure.
Britt has it. Top of the key. Gets it to Potts. She shoots the three and hits it. The Lady Tigers are 3 of 3 on their last 3 three-point attempts. 4:20 to play here in the second quarter. Kenzie Arms takes it into the paint. Her shot's up and good from right block. Kenzie enters double digits with that one. 30-17 is the score. Clay County leads by 13. Ball's in the hands of Baden. She's in a trap of Arms and Strong. Gets it back out to Britt. Britt's defended by Strong. She wants to shoot a three. That's not Britt. It's actually Harrelson. Harrelson's shot no good. Rebound by Lady Tiger. Putback's no good. Rebound this time by Maddie Harlan, and the ball is called a jump ball. Simultaneous possession, and it's in Clay County's favor. On the floor for Clay County.
That was a foul.
Oh, a foul.
Yeah.
Are the original five starters, and a foul was called, not a jump ball. Maddie Harlan's going to go to the line to shoot 1-1. Foul was against Baden. Harlan hits the free throw. Ball rolled around the rim. Decided to go on down. Clay County in front by 14. 31-17. Harlan earns the right to shoot the second one. That one's no good. Rebound this time by Manor. Manor's going to bring it across the timeline. Works ahead to Potts. Potts in right corner, defended by Kenzie Arms. She goes back out top to Harrelson. Harrelson looks to hand off. She can't do it, though. Strong with good defensive pressure. Finally gets it down to Britt, who had Maddie Harlan posted up. Britt shot no good. Rebound Katie Arms. She brings it back across the half-court line. Wants to go coast to coast. Tries to, but her shot's blocked by Potts. Ball rolls out of bounds off of Potts' hand. Clay County in possession.
still a pretty good lead for Clay County. But you can see the confidence this Gordonsville team's getting here, Coach.
Yeah, they're
made a couple shots.
I think they're better than they were the first time we played them.
Kenzie Arms adds two more to the tally. She's quickly climbing up through the double digits. Probably has 14 or so now.
Two more to it, Daniel. 16 already tonight.
3-point shot taken and hit by Harrison for the Lady Tigers. They hit four in the corner.
They're shooting it. Lights out.
33-20.
Playing man. I don't know how they're getting so many threes.
Taylor Strong has it down low, loses the handle. Copas comes up with the loose ball. She wants to drive back to high post, gives it up to Katie Arms. Katie to Kenzie. Kenzie shoots a three-pointer and hits it. One of only, what I'm going to say, single-digit three-pointers that Kenzie has made in her career.
Yeah, she don't shoot many, but she can hit it.
She can hit them, okay.
She can.
Mysia Harrelson picks up a foul. I didn't see what transpired. We had fans coming in.
Taylor was ended up in the floor down there. I think one of them maybe body slammed her.
The foul called, but we don't see the 1-1 shot.
I don't know. Evidently, it's called an offensive foul, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know why, but.
Lady Tigers still in possession. Britt has it, drives into the paint, kicks it outside to Potts. Potts finally misses a three-pointer. 2:25 to play here in the second. Clay County in front by 16, 36-20. Copas comes down, shoots from the free throw line. Shot's no good. And a foul's going to be called. Against Copas. Gordonsville with the possession. Ball's inbounded to Britt. She crosses the timeline, defended by Jenkins. Jenkins falls down. Britt loses the handle on the ball. Kenzie Arms goes to the floor, picks it up, gets it to Copas. Copas almost loses the handle as she crosses the timeline. Tries to pass to Strong. That ball knocked away. Things have just... looks like a junior high game these days.
Yeah, we had a 4-on-1 right there and didn't score.
Well, you're seeing it's the energy level, guys. Clay County doesn't have any. Gordonsville's feeding off of those three-pointers they made. This is one of the best games they've probably played all year
probably
long, even though they're down.
I said in the introduction, Gordonsville looking for what would be a signature win for them, and they're down by 16 right now, 36-20. However, they have possession of the ball. Full timeout taken. That's the third timeout called in the first half by Gordonsville.
No. Yes,
full timeout taken. We'll go to break here. Play two ads for you. We'll be back. 2:05 remains in the second.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit ampbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back to action here in Gordonsville. 36-20 the score. Thomas, anything of interest in the stats to share? Maybe a score update?
Well, 2 minutes to go, just like you said here in this first half. Kenzie Arms already has 19 points. Clay County leads by 16, but Gordonsville's rallied with 4 3-pointers here in this second stanza to make it interesting anyway.
I'm kind of glad they have. It's been funner to call. Lady Tigers with possession of the ball. That in the paint was Britt. Her shot's up. No good. However, she's fouled, though. Jenkins picks up her second personal of the contest. I have to pause sometimes tonight and try to see the numbers of a Gordonsville Lady Tiger or even what the PA announcer announces for a person fouling. I apologize for that if it's a problem. Having just a little trouble identifying their ladies tonight. Britt misses the first. She's towing the mark for the second. Releases it. Hits it. 15 points, the lead for Clay County, 36-21. Minute 40 remains. Copas crosses the timeline, runs the point as usual, gives up to Jenkins, who's had quite a bit of minutes here in this opening half. Kenzie arms right corner. We see a steal, though, by Britt. Kenzie tried to pass across to Strong. Britt gets it. Her shot no good. Rebound for the Lady Tigers. Britt gets her own rebound somehow. Goes across the paint to Potts, and she misses an open putback. Kenzie Arms comes up with a loose ball, gets it in transition to Copas. Copas now has it 2-on-1, dishes off to Katie Arms, and they score. Nice job by the sophomore duo. They worked really well together.
Yeah, that looked better than it did on the other end. We should have given up two down there. They missed three layups.
Minute remains in the second. Clay County leads by 17, 38-21. Potts with it, left corner. Kicks across to Baden. Baden to Harrelson. Harrelson to Britt. Britt drives into the paint, shots up from right inside the free throw line. No good. Rebound, Katie Arms. Katie tries to go ahead to Kenzie. Ball stolen, though, by Baden. Poor passing tonight on both teams. And we see Lady Tigers with the ball. 35 seconds remain here in the first half. Harrelson with it. Kicks it over to Baden. Baden back into Harrelson on a cutter. Her shot no good. Rebound, Kenzie Arms. Kenzie ahead to Copas. 24 seconds now. Copas shot's no good. Rebound by number 22. That's going to be Manor for the Lady Tigers. 15 seconds remains here. Lady Tigers going to have it for the last possession if they want it. Harrelson kicks it outside. Three-point shot taken and hit by Baden. 5 3-pointers in the quarter for the Lady Tigers. 4 seconds remains. Taylor Strong, top of the key. Three-point shot. No good. Buzzer sounds. We've got an interesting one here. Clay County leads by 14, 38-24, but the Lady Tigers refuse to go away. Stay with us for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
We return here to Gordonsville High School, and Clay County leads the Tigerettes 38-24 here at halftime. Pretty rowdy here at the break with the band going live here in the gymnasium, and Gordonsville has rallied. Though Clay County leads by 14, they made five three-pointers in that second stanza to match Clay County almost. Clay County outscored them 20-18 in the second quarter. The Lady Dogs led 18-6 after one, and then Gordonsville has made things interesting with their hot shooting. Abby Gottschalk for the Tigerettes has two. Trinity Potts has six. Two of those three-pointers. Maja Halson has six. Another pair of them. Clara Britt has 7 points. And Katie Vaden has three at the half. For Clay County, Katie Arms has 7 points all in the second quarter. Rachel Copas has four. Maddie Harlan made a free throw. Taylor Strong has seven at the break. And Kenzie Arms has a game-high 19 points already here in the first 16 minutes of this contest as Clay County leads 38-24. Stay with us for more of the Papa Grove Body Shop Halftime Show as we return here to Gordonsville High School.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
We're back here at Gordonsville High School on the Papa Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Clay County leads by 14 points, 38-24 here at the break. Before we do the District 6A Girls update, just want to make a quick mention. Got a text message a few moments ago from a faithful listener out there, Doug Strong, former assistant coach here at Clay County High School. He's over in South Carolina somewhere, I believe, and I always love to hear those things. That's the beauty of this nature of broadcasting. They can listen anywhere in the world.
They can, Daniel. And of course, with standard radio, there's no way that'd be possible. We did a contest when we first started, the long-distance listener. I'd say Doug would have that locked in tonight if we were still doing it.
I'm satisfied he would. We'll go ahead and jump into the District 6A Girls update. Two teams tied for first. Clark Range, first of all, 18-3 overall, 7-1 in district play. Tonight, they host Trousdale County. The other team tied for first, your very own Clay County Lady Bulldogs, 17-5 overall, 7-1 in the district. We are at Gordonsville, and they lead 38-24 at the half. In third, Pickett County. The reason Pickett's in third, they had their game this past Tuesday night canceled. They've only played seven. They're 6-1 in the district as opposed to Clark Ranges and Clay County, 7-1. So Pickett in third, 15-2 overall, 6-1 in the district. Tonight they're at Jackson County. Fourth place, Red Bull and Springs, 14-7 overall, 4-3 in the district. Tonight they're at Monterey. Fifth place, Trousdale County, 11-9 overall, 4-4 in district play. Tonight they're at Clark Range. Sixth place, Gordonsville, 8-11 overall, 2-6 in district play. They are trailing by 14 to Clay County here at the half. Seventh place, Monterey, 2-19 overall, 1-7 in district play. Tonight they host Red Bulling Springs. And finally, eighth place, Jackson County, 0-18 overall, 0-8 in district play. Tonight they host the Pickett County Lady Bobcats. Coach Sims, we've got a minute left here before we resume action. I know if the Lady Tigers keep hitting the triples, this could be interesting.
Well, it could, but I don't really think we're playing our good a defense as we've played the last couple of games. You know, we're playing man. We shouldn't be giving them. I mean, they're just standing and shooting. You know, they're not running off screens or anything. We just need to get out there and tighten up a little and quit turning it over so much. We've turned it over in transition. I don't know how many times. Just not playing really sharp tonight for whatever reason.
I know that arguably the best defensive effort of the season in maybe the last several years was against Clark Range several games ago when we beat them at Salina. We definitely don't see that that intensity.
No.
You understand why in
yeah.
terms of the opponent and the emotion
right.
in with the game. But that same defense could be played each and every night.
Well, it could. You know, you've got to reach down and make yourself do it. You
right.
Not let yourself be complacent.
Third quarter action underway. As we see it, Clay County leads by 14, 38-24. Ball goes out of bounds. Copas was trying to work across the hole, and it was deflected by Britt. Clay County stays in possession here.
Yeah, they've been in their box of one all night.
Part of the reason Taylor is not had his mini tonight,
right.
They've done a pretty good job of hounding her.
Yeah, she's outside there in her pants, and then she's inside. They got two on her.
They do get it inside too strong. The defense makes her give it up to Harlan. Harlan has an uncontested shot from the free throw line. No good. Rebound by Strong. Strong's putback was no good, but she was fouled.
Well, we kind of got a break here. I want to give a shout-out to a friend of mine. A buddy of mine I used to work construction with, David Robinson. His wife, Wendy, had hip replacement surgery a few weeks ago, and I stopped and picked them up and saw her. She's getting along well, but I told her to listen to it, and I'd speak to her. So continue to improve, Wendy.
Certainly hope so. Oh, Strong misses both of those, I guess, wasn't it, Thomas? She was 4-for-4 in the first half from the charity stripes. Misses both of those to open up second half play. Gordonsville back in possession. Britt has it. Free throw line range. Shot up. No good. Rebound Maddie Harlan. Harlan crosses the timeline, looking ahead for Strong. Can't get it to her. She slows it down now. She passes to Taylor. Taylor pulls the trigger on a three. No good. Rebound by Britt.
One of the first clean looks she's had. I know it's from deep right there,
yeah,
guys, but she just hadn't had many looks at the basket.
Gordonsville comes out still hot. It's number 22, Lily Manor, who knocks down another three-pointer from left corner. Gordonsville's drawn back within 11 now. 38-27, closest they've been in quite some time. Copas in the right corner behind the arc, shots up, no good. Goes out of bounds off the hands of a Lady Tiger. Clay County going to maintain possession.
Still just out of sorts a little bit here, Coach. You know.
Yeah, I don't know. This games like this what makes you pull your hair out, you know.
Kenzie Arms gets points on the inbound play from right block. Two more to her tally, puts her up to 21 on the night. She's got a ways to go to catch Crystal Davis, though. We mentioned during the Vita Bulldog history on the pregame show that Davis, the single game leader against the Tigers, with 32, Coach Sims.
Yeah, I remember that game. Her and the Woodard girl from Gordonsville, they kind of had a scoring contest that night. I think Woodard had more than Crystal did. She had 33 or 4 or 5 or something. I think we ended up losing by 2 or 3 points.
A steal by Britt. She continues the fine play. A pass was picked off, and she converts. That's 2 points. 11 points the difference. 40-29. Clay County out in front. Gordonsville with the momentum. Kenzie Arms, left corner, goes down to Taylor Strong. Strong went across to Katie Arms. That pass stolen. Manor with the shot. No good for the Tigers. Rebound Copas. Copas works ahead to Kenzie Arms. Two more. 23 now for Kenzie.
That's a good pass.
And another assist for Copas. As we mentioned, she leads the Mid-State in that particular category. 5.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. 42-29 the score. Lady Tigers with possession of the basketball. Potts has it at right wing. Gives off to Manor. Manor's defended by Copas. Manor works inside to Britt, who's defended by Harlan. They like that matchup.
Yeah.
Britt on the post, defended by Harlan. Similar size girls.
Yeah.
Britt with a little more weight, though. 2 points for Britt. And the Tigers now trail by 11. Foul's called on the floor. By Vaden. Second personal foul for Vaden. Taylor Strong, inbound for Clay County, gets it into Katie Arms. She fires the three, knocks it down. Her second triple of the contest. 4:55 to play here in the third. Clay County back out in front by 14, 45-31.
Big shot by Katie right there. Puts her in double digits with 10.
Another three-pointer taken and hit by Potts.
That didn't hurt him. Hit the net. Below the rim.
I am extremely impressed with Gordonsville's three-point shooting tonight in this one. I know they've hit at least 8 in the contest. Taylor Strong shoots from right block. She's fouled, though. Was no good. She'll go behind the
shoot. We bring out the best in some of these weaker teams. Monterey played really good against this other night. They scored 55 points.
Jackson County had moments of cohesiveness the other night, a team that's really struggling this year. Strong knocks it down.
We've seen a little bit about, kind of what Coach Edwards talks about. Clay County gets everybody's best game. When you're on top, everybody brings it, and that's what we're seeing tonight from the Tigers.
That's a great point. Clay County is sitting atop the district with Clark Range right now. Strong misses the second of those free throw attempts. Lady Tigers pull down the rebounds. Vaden has it. She's in a trap. Finally gets it out to Harrelson. Harrelson to Pot. She fires a three. No good this time. Rebound Copas. Quickly she comes. Rachel just at a furious pace. Hands off to Strong. She fires the three. No good. We mentioned in our pregame show also that Strong, along with Maddie Monroe, I believe it was, tied for a three-point lead against the Tigers. She hit 5 her sophomore year against them. Another three-pointer hit by the Lady Tigers. That was Manor. Lily Manor knocks it down.
That's 2 for her in this quarter.
And there's a 9-point deficit now for the Lady Tigers. 46-37, closest they've been since the first quarter. Katie Arms fires, no good. Rebound, Gordonsville. They get it quickly into the front court. Britt has it. She knocks one out. 7 points, and Matt Walker wants a full timeout, and I don't blame him. Clay County leads 46-39, 3:31 left in the third.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back here at Gordonsville High School, where the Lady Tigers have continued their efficient shooting from behind the arc here in the second half. They established it in the second quarter, and they have continued. Currently, Clay County leads, but only by 7, 46-39. Lady Bulldogs in possession of the basketball. Taylor Strong, left corner inside to Kenzie Arms. She goes high post now to Copas. Copas' jumper no good. Rebound, Gordonsville. Britt has it. Can't hang on. Ball rolls out of bounds. Clay County going to get it back, fortunately. That would have been a huge swing in momentum.
Yeah.
Had Gordonsville been able to convert that.
Need to get a bucket here.
Copas with it. She dishes off to Katie Arms, who's at right wing. That pass Southern. She was going back to Harlan. Bridge steals it. Layup good. Lady Tigers trail by five. 3 minutes to play in the third, and this one is tight. Copas now, top of the key. Gives up to Katie Arms. Arms back to Copas. Copas surveys the defense. Hands off to Taylor Strong. Strong wants to drive. She's in a double team. Her shot's up. She was fouled, but no whistles. Whoa. Kenzie Arms comes up with a loose ball. Adds two more. Give her 25.
And who'd it come from? Rachel Copas. It's got to be at least 4 to 5 assists. She's right on her average already tonight.
Definitely is. And only a sophomore. 2:28 here. Left in the third. Gordonsville with the basketball. A steal by Katie Arms. However, Britt comes up with a loose ball after Katie couldn't hang on. She gets it to Harrelson. Harrelson to Vaden. Vaden wants to shoot the three. Does not. Passes off to Manor. Manor now back to Britt. Britt inside to Potts, who's defended by Kenzie. Kenzie's defense forces it back outside into the hands of Harrelson. Now Manor, she shoots the three. It was Vaden. Actually, Vaden knocks down the three-pointer. And Gordonsville's faithful across the gym go crazy in here along with their bench. Gordonsville trails by four. 48-44. Minute 50 remains during the third quarter. I was hoping for a good game to call, but this is too close for comfort. Kenzie Arms now.
Well, it's good.
Blocking foul called against Fox.
9 3-pointers already for Gordonsville tonight,
yeah,
guys. They've got
to cool off
three
after a while.
In this quarter to draw near. Outscored us almost double to the top here in this quarter.
They've not shot this way since they had Armistead down here,
probably,
I guess.
Not.
Clay County inbounds and a steal, another steal. Clay County's turned it over well into double digits tonight. Gordonsville has the basketball. It's in the hands of Britt at the top of the key. She's defended by Harlan. Harlan hands off now to, looks like, Harrelson. Harrelson goes back to Manor. Manor to Britt. Britt defended by Harlan. She drives, coughs it up to Potts, left wing. Now back to Vaden. Gordonsville with a lot of quick short passing here, looking for a good clean shot. Harrelson defended by Strong at right wing. Circles out to the top of the key. Retreats to the timeline. Strong's all over. A great defense by Taylor. Finally, Harrelson gets rid of it. Copas comes up with a steal. Whistles blow and a terrible call against Rachel Copas. Gordonsville going to get another chance at it here.
You just see the difference in this Gordonsville team. Early on in the contest, if they made three passes, they were throwing it away, Coach.
Yeah.
They've got some confidence, working the basketball around and playing well.
The adrenaline is flowing for the Lady Tigers, and we see a return, perhaps a makeup call here, a travel against Gordonsville. And Clay County going to come back in possession. 56.6 seconds remain in the third. Clay County leads by four, 48-44. Thomas, you mentioned that Clay County won the second quarter, but only 20-18. I'll be curious to know what the tally is once you get done with the third here. Lady Bulldogs with the basketball. Copas at left wing goes across court to Jenkins. Jenkins to Harlan at the top of the key. Harlan back to Copas. Kenzie's posted up, down low, wants the ball. She gets it into the paint, kicks it out to Harlan. Harlan out of Jenkins, now Strong has it, goes baseline, gives up to Kenzie. Kenzie shot up, no good. Rebound, though, by Jenkins. Great job by the freshman. She was tied up, though. Jump ball call. Possession arrow in favor of Gordonsville.
Good possession there, just couldn't finish it. You know, Taylor drove the baseline, dished it to Kenzie.
Yeah, did everything we needed to do except hit the shot, you know.
Under 20 seconds in the quarter. Clock ticks down to 15 now. Gordonsville with the basketball. Manor at the top of the key gives it to Gotchkoff. Gotchkoff to Potts. 10 seconds. Back to Vaden. Vaden out of Manor. Manor travels. 5.7 seconds on the clock. Clay County with time to get a good clean shot off here. Jenkins is going to inbound from in front of the Gordonsville bench. They'll have to go the full length of the court with it. Ball's inbounded to Strong. Clock starts to tick. Strong. Has the ball knocked away from her by Harrelson. 2.9 seconds on the clock. This time, Jenkins will inbound from the timeline. Eliza has it. Gets it into Strong. 2.9 seconds. Taylor gets a shot off. No good. She was under heavy pressure, but no whistles blow. At the end of three, Clay County leads by four, 48-44. Stay with us for the exciting conclusion.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their seven local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Thomas, you've got some interesting statistics to share coming out of that third quarter.
Well, Gordonsville, with their hot shooting, they've outscored Clay County 20-10, doubled them up here in this third quarter to get into a four-point ball game, and it's getting exciting here in Gordonsville.
Clay County with the basketball. Foul's going to be called against Pott. She was defending Kenzie Arm, who had the ball fed to her. Foul was on the floor, though. Sophus will inbound from beneath the basket.
Four three-pointers, four Gordonsville in that quarter. Lyra Britt has scored 8 points in the quarter in the paint. She got 15 on the night for the Tigerettes.
Missed it. Katie Arms adds two more to the tally up. Nice inbound play from Coach Walker. 50-44 the score.
They lost her.
Gordonsville with the basketball. Harrelson has it. Gets to the hoop. Shots up no good. Rebound. A foul's going to be called against Taylor Strong. Over the back is the infraction, her second personal of the contest. Clay County not in any foul trouble. They can be aggressive down the stretch here. One team foul in the second half against the black and gold, five against Gordonsville. Britt has it, shots up from free throw range, knocks it down. Back to 4 points is the difference. 50-46, Clay County in front. Copus with it. Runs the point, top of the key, plenty of time. Hands off to Arms, Arms to Harlan. Harlan inside to Kenzie. She's 4 feet from the basket, adds two more. She's got 27. 7:05 and ticking here in this contest. 52-46. Gordonsville with the basketball. It's Britt. A foul's going to be called on the floor against Katie Arms. That's going to be Arms's
three, isn't it?
Second.
So,
who was it called on?
Katie. Second, they said.
Gordon's basketball. Brent shoot.
Well, they missed.
No,
we need to take advantage of it now.
Rebound, Copas. Copas comes across, gives it up to Strong. One of the few times we've seen Taylor at the top of the key. She goes to Katie Arms. She had an open look at three. Got it to Kenzie inside, though. Kenzie passes across to Harlan. Harlan to Strong. Strong shot, no good. They have just been on Taylor all night long. 6:30 remains in this one. Clay County leads by six. Britt has it, top of the key. Gives it up to Harrelson.
You know, on our next possession, I wouldn't be surprised if maybe Coach Walker puts it in Strong's hands, kind of run it through her like they did at the end of the Clark Range game, and see if we can seal this one.
Stewart has it stolen from her by Kenzie Arms. Arms goes to Harlan. Harlan tried to get back to Arms. It was kicked out of bounds.
I really think if we go that post entry from the top of the key, she could score like she did the time before last. Coming from the wing, they're getting a double on her too easy. Coming off the top there, they don't get it this quick.
It's been working well. I know it's a tough entry pass sometimes from the top, though.
It is, but nobody's in there. You know, it's there.
Clay County had the ball knocked out of bounds there by Gordonsville. Lady Bulldogs still in possession. Under 6 minutes to play now. 5:55 on the clock. Katie Arms, top of the key, goes to Harlan. Harlan dribbles back from left wing to the top. Gets it to Copas. Copas inside to Taylor Strong in high post. She goes to the block. Her shot's up. No good, but she was fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two. One thing I failed to mention earlier, I mentioned Kenzie had surpassed Jen Arms. Well, now Coach Sims, she's chasing down her mom. Tia Ashford,
yeah.
Arms sits in second place, and now she's on her tail.
Yeah, she'll probably catch her, too.
Taylor at the line, she missed the first. Taylor already knocked her mom, Tricia Fox-Strong, off earlier in the year. So we see two players chasing their mothers, and very nice to see it happening. And Strong knocks down the second there. They can't even back out in front, only by seven, though. 5:35 and ticking. Gordonsville with the basketball. Harrelson at the top of the key, Strong backs off, content to let the time tick away. Clay County with the three-possession lead. Harrelson gives it up to number 10. That's Baden. She shoots a three, no good. Rebound Kenzie Arms. Arms to Copas. Copas across the timeline. Passes ahead to Katie Arms. She's in the paint. Shot up, no good. Rebound, Taylor Strong. Her putback, no good. Gets her own putback, her own rebound. Puts it back up. She's fouled. Manor picks up her third. Strong at line to shoot two.
You know, it seems Strong. She's a great three-point shooter, great perimeter player. Tonight, she's battling underneath.
Yeah.
Getting rebounds, doing everything she can for her team, even though she's struggling a little bit scoring.
Yeah, they didn't give her many good looks. She got two or three good looks out on the floor, but it's been hard to really get a good shot anywhere.
They had done a good job with that box and one, hounding her, and Strong knocks down both those.
That's big. You know, get it back to nine now. Let's get a couple more stops.
We are at the five-minute mark of this fourth and final quarter. Clay County out in front by nine after trailing only four, but we see that nine-point lead cut into as Britt scores. She was fouled, and she'll go to the line to try to convert the three-point play the old-fashioned way. Harlan was called on the foul. That's her third personal. Bridge shots, no good.
You didn't hit the rim.
Awful good player to airball a free throw.
You get a bunch of threes. He missed the rim.
Britt couldn't convert there under a bit of pressure. Taking leads for seven.
Well, Taylor Strong hit double digits with those last two free throws. She's got 11. Britt's got 19, guys.
I think she's probably got 20 points and she missed the rim.
It's kind of pick your poison with Clay County as we see Taylor Strong add two more. You can try to shut down Taylor, but Kenzie will hurt you. You can try to shut down Kenzie, but Taylor will hurt you. So pick your poison. Clay County in front by 9, 57-48. Second full timeout call by Coach Dillard for Gordonsville. 4:35 left.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue. Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here to Friday night basketball in Gordonsville, Tennessee. Clay County leading by 9, 57-48. Lady Tigers with the basketball. Britt at the top of the key, defended by Strong. Britt drives. Foul's going to be called, though. I think the foul's called on the floor.
Yeah, we got lucky there.
Strong's third personal. It did go against Taylor. No shot on the attempt. Gordonsville inbound from beneath their basket. They get it into Baden. Baden to Britt. Britt drives. Shots up. Good. The junior having a big night here. 7 points is the lead for Clay County. 57-50. 4:15 remains in the fourth. Copas walks it across the timeline. Now Harlan has it. Gives it to Strong. Strong's defended by Harrelson. She gives it up to Copas. Copas to Harlan, Harlan to Katie Arms, Katie inside to Kenzie, back out to Katie, pulls the trigger on three, no good. Rebound Gordonsville. It's Manor with it. She crosses the timeline. Gordonsville sets up the offense and over and back home. A mistake by Manor. The coach, Coach Dillard here for Gordonsville, very upset at the official.
Pretty close, wasn't it, Coach?
Yeah.
The ball stayed in the same side. I don't know if when she touched it, she still had 1 foot across the line or what.
I've always debated on that call anyway. I don't really know what the correct call is myself. I just got always had to go what the ref said.
Clay County gets a good opportunity, though, after that over and back to, turnover. Harlan with it, right wing. We're down to 3.5 minutes to play. Clay County with a 7-point lead. Strong now. Top of the key. Drives around. Hands off to Copas. Copas backs up to the timeline. Now drives. Running jumper. No good. Tried to get their own rebound. Couldn't do it, though. Gordonsville's Vaden pulls it down. Gets it up to Britt. Britt quickly to the free throw line. Shot up. No good. That's just not her spot.
Yeah.
Rebound by Harlan.
I don't know, but I'd be getting real deliberate right about now if it's me.
Harlan to Copas. 3 minutes to play in this one. We came into it. Gordonsville Lady Tigers sitting pretty low in the district standings. Clay County on top of them. Thought that might have a bit of a cakewalk down here, and Lady Tigers sitting in sixth.
It definitely hasn't been that. It's not going to be that. So we just need to hang on the ball and get out of here with a win. You know, if it's 5 or 10, whatever.
2:50 to play. Ball's inbounded. Kenzie has it on the block. Shot up, no good. Rebound by Manor for the Lady Tigers. 2:40 to play. Gordonsville in possession of the basketball. They trail by 7. Clay County out in front, 57-50. Britt with it from the free throw line. May have took an extra step. No whistles blow, though. She passes to Harrelson. Harrelson inside to Manor. Manor shots up, and it's good. They got a 5-point game. 2 possessions here at Gordonsville High School. 2:20 on the clock. Strong now with it. Crosses the timeline. Top of the key. Gives up to Copas. Copas back to Strong. Coach Walker wants it in the veteran's hands. Maddie Harlan sets a screen. Strong doesn't use it, though. Passes off Copas inside to Kenzie. Kenzie in the paint. She fouled. Kenzie going to go to the line to shoot two. She's currently got 25 on the night, I think. Has the chance to add to her tally.
27, Daniel.
27 currently for Kenzie. She's at the line for two. Arms hits the first. 2:03 remains. Toes the mark on the second. Hits away. Hits it as well. 29 points now for Kenzie. One of her all-time career highs. Not the highest, but among her top 5 games. Minute 55 on this clock. Clay County in front by 7. Britt shoots from the free throw line. Can't hit it from that one again. Rebound KDRs. The sophomore coming up big. Gets it to Harlan. The pace really slows down for Clay County. Harlan may dribble here as long as she's allowed. Manor forces her to pass, though. Harlan does get it back from Katie Arms. Minute and a half to play. Clay County in front by 7. Strong with it. Top of the key. She drives. Dishes off to Katie Arms. Back to Strong. Strong now free throw line. Dribbles back out. Taylor not interested in scoring, just interested in chewing up time. Pretty smart, but the ball stolen from her by Harrelson.
Whoa.
Harrelson gets it to Manor. Minute 10 now. Katie Arns comes down, steals it back, and she's going to be fouled. The foul's going to go against Vaden. Big job.
Big play by Katie. Yeah, big steal.
We've seen that from Katie kind of all year long, guys. She comes in, does the little things.
Yeah.
She gets the steal to seal the end of a game, gets a rebound.
Knock these foul shots down.
Crucial play from Katie Arms, sophomore.
I know I've heard you and Coach Walker on interviews discuss the need to replace Brittany Boone's rebounding and defensive efforts. Katie has certainly done that, and she shows she can score, too. She's hit 2 3-pointers in this one. She knocks down a big free throw right there. Clay County in front by 8, 60-52. Second one's also good. 3-possession game here, 1:05 to play. Harrelson crosses the timeline for Gordonsville. Final timeout taken by Gordonsville. It's a full timeout. Minute 2 left. Clay County leads by 9.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
We're back here. 62 seconds remain at Gordonsville High School in this District 6A matchup between the girls' squads. Gordonsville with possession of the basketball. However, they trail by 9, 52-61 to the visiting Clay County Lady Bulldogs. Ball's inbounded to Britt. She has about 20 on the night for her squad. Adds two more to it. 7 points the difference. No timeouts remain for Gordonsville. They are out of them. Kenzie Arms has it. Clay County has crossed the timeline. Now Taylor Strong has it. She's fouled. Strong at the line. She's only missed two tonight. Hit about six or eight from the... Actually, she's missed three from the line. Still a great percentage, though.
She's actually had a tough stretch there in that third quarter. Just went one for four, if you'll remember, Daniel.
Yes.
But she's been shooting well. Got the groove back.
Shots away for Taylor. Misses it. Uncharacteristic for Taylor Strong from the free throw line. Second shots away. Hits that one. 8 points. Big basket there. 40 seconds remain. Gordonsville with the ball. It's Britt. Harlan steals it from her. Copas in possession. She gives it up to Harlan. Harlan now to Kinsey Arms. Kinsey crosses the timeline. Gives it up to Katie Arms. And no fouling here at this point. Coach Dillard for Gordonsville wanting it done. And his girls led about 20 seconds right off the clock right there.
Yeah, they did. They chances are slim to none right now. But if you're going to foul, you got to need to do it quick.
Maddie Harlan's at the line to shoot two. Double bonus Clay County has now. 23.1 seconds remain. Harlan hits her first. Lady Bulldogs back out in front by 9. 3 possession contest. Harden hits the second. Now a 10-point lead. Clay County should be able to hang on to this one.
Yeah. Hadn't been pretty, but we're going to get a win.
Win is a win. 15 seconds remain. Britt has it. She's going to score two more. 8 points the difference. Only 10 seconds left in the contest, though. Gordonsville looking to foul. No, they're not. Kinsey has it in her possession. 3 seconds remain. Fitting that Kinsey has it as time runs out. She was the leading scorer, 29.9 here. It wasn't pretty, as Coach Sims said, but Matt Walker and his Lady Bulldog team walks out of Gordonsville with a win tonight. 64-56, the final score. Stay with us for a postgame show, then the boys' contest.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option. You need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.pcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Battle Science of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BattlePrint. It will make your herd reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BattlePrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Battle Science's BattlePrint services. Visit appbattlescience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved ones to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their heart. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Solana, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Solana's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Solana, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
We return to Gordonsville High School, and we just witnessed Clay County defeat Gordonsville 64-56. And Coach, kind of like we talked about in the beginning, didn't want to gom around with his team. We knew they could be dangerous, and it turned out to be that way.
It did. We got jumped up a pretty good lead there early, but then they started warming it up the second quarter, and we probably got their best game all year. I can't believe they shot the ball like that against anybody else. If they had, they'd have been winning some more games, you know, which they've won seven or eight, but against really weak competition. But now they really shot it good tonight. I thought it was one of our weakest defensive efforts we've had, making bad passes. It's not a very good game on our part at all.
Well, and got out to a pretty good start, though. Led 18-6 in the first quarter, and then led 38-24 at halftime. So we're up 14 at the break. Kind of thought it was headed in the direction we wanted it to. And then the Tigerettes house doubled us up. 20-10, made four three-pointers, outscored us in that third quarter, and got the game to a four-point game headed into fourth.
I guess the best thing you can say about this game is we took their best shot, and we still came out with a win. And it really doesn't matter if you win by one or 51. You know, a win's a win. So, that's what we wanted, and that's what we got. It wasn't pretty, but, hopefully we can come back next week and play a little better.
And we talked about it in the break there, Coach. They had probably a career performance from Lyra Britt. Had 25 points in that. A lot of times I think this team may not score 25 in a game. So a great performance from her. I also had others contributing. Trinity Potts had 9. Abby Gottschall came off the bench with 2. Major Harrelson, 6. Lily Manor, 8. And Katie Vaden also had 6 points. Coach, they made 9 three-pointers all in the second and third quarters. Didn't make one in the fourth. That's probably the difference.
Yeah, that's good. Glad they didn't. Somebody got beat, they hadn't.
That's right. For Clay County, look at the stat line. It's solid.
Yeah.
Kenzie
had a big game.
Had a big game. But Randy Harlan had 3. Frederick Cobb was 4. But both Taylor Strong and Katie Arnold, 14 points tonight.
That's really good for Katie. They did a good job on Taylor. Outside, she had a hard time getting a shot. Then inside, they have her doubled. I guess you got most of her points from the foul line, probably.
She did, Coach. When I look down the list here, she made 2 field goals.
Okay.
2 two-point field goals, no threes tonight.
She had 10 foul shots.
And then the rest came from the line. And then you got to talk about Kenzie Arms, Coach. She had 9 in the first quarter, 29 for the game. Again, nobody on the floor that could guard Kenzie Arms in the post.
Sometimes I think we maybe need to go to her more in games like this. And I really think we had her set up just right. I don't think they got any 2 that could guard her. I mean, she had 29, but she could probably got more than that. But I'm not complaining. Win's a win, when I was coaching, you'd be mad after a game like this. Felt like you should have probably, won by a lot more. But, when it comes down to it, 20 years, is this a win? That's all that matters.
And that was what was important for Clay County tonight. Again, they defeat Gordonsville 64-56. Improved to only one loss in the district, remain tied at the top. Folks, stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show coming up for this big boys contest. Going to be a good one here in Gordonsville.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your locally, independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. You'll like what you see in Clay County, because it's a great place to live, work, and play.
Honest Abe Log Homes, helping people realize their dream of log home living from their Moss, Tennessee headquarters since 1979.
McFarland Creek Outdoors, where once-in-a-lifetime trophy dreams come true for hunters right here in the middle of Bulldog Country.
Holly's Place, look for Tipsy Standing Tall in downtown Salina, and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. And Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
We're back here at Gordonsville High School between contests. The girls' game just wrapped up. We saw Clay County come out of here with a hard-fought win, 64-56. We thought that the girls might have a fairly easy time when they came in tonight, because in the contest back in Salina earlier this year, they won 75-33. However, that was not to be the case tonight. The Lady Tigers were very efficient from behind the three-point line and made quite a battle down here for Clay County. The girls do get to 18-5 on the season, 8-1 in district play with that win. Want to update you quickly on the scoring leaders for the girls this year. Obviously, Kenzie Arms and Taylor Strong. Kenzie came into the night with 1,675 career points. Her 29 points tonight put her at 1,704 points. She becomes only the third lady player in Clay County history, to my knowledge. I don't have Hermitage Springs information. Only the third to break that 1,700-point barrier. She now, she passed up Jan Arms tonight, is third on the all-time list. She's tracking down her mom, Tia Ashlock Arms. Tia had 1,788 career points. She's second all-time. And Kenzie's at 1,704. Taylor Strong, not far behind. She came into the night with 1,652 career points. Her 14 points on the night puts her with 1,666 points. She's only 34 points away from that prestigious 1,700-point mark. The only three currently that have passed 17 in their careers are Holly Wright, the all-time leader, T. Ashlock Arms, and now Kenzie Arms. Taylor will be joining pretty soon northward of 1,700. We'll go ahead and do the boys' District 6A update for you this time. First place, Clay County, 19-2 overall, 8-0 in district play, all here tonight at Gordonsville. We're about to call that contest. Second place, Monterey, 17-6 overall, 6-2 in district play. Tonight, they host Red Bull and Springs. Third place, Gordonsville, 12-7 overall, 5-3 in district play. We are here tonight to call their game with Clay County, a big one. First place Clay County, third place Gordonsville. Fourth place in the district, Trailsdale County, 8-12 overall, 4-4 in district play. They're at Clark Range. Fifth place Red Bullen, 15-6 overall, 3-4 in district play. Tonight they're at Monterey. Sixth place Clark Range, 10-11 in district overall. 3-5 in district play is Clark Range. Tonight they play host to Trailsdale County. Seventh place, Piggott County. 9-10 overall, 1-6 in district play. They've got a real young team this year. Tonight they're at Jackson County. And we do see Jackson County at the bottom of the district in eighth place. 7-14 overall, 1-7 in district play, as I just said. Tonight they play host to Piggott County. We've got about 2 minutes left before this one tips off, so we're going to go ahead and wrap up the Carquest pregame show with the full coverage final word. Our last thoughts before tip-off brought to you by Sharp Strong Insurance. Thomas, let's go ahead and make sure that we cover it all tonight, just like their agency does. You start us off.
Well, Daniel, my policy tonight, the dog's got to be ready for a battle. Because night in and night out in this conference, that's what you're going to get. I think that's what we're going to have here tonight. What do you think, Coach?
Yes, sir. A lot of great basketball tradition down here along with that football tradition.
Right.
They've had a few teams in the past that made it to the state tournament, some district champion winners, regional winners. They've got a good ball club this year. They're capable of beating anyone on any given night.
This is a team that when we met them in Salina earlier this year, we barely escaped with a 5-point win, 74-69. Now that night, B.J. Emberton was not on hand. He was playing in the Tennessee All-Star football game, I believe. So this is a team that we already had trouble with once.
Yes, now like I said, it was a good, close, tough basketball game, and they've got some great players, got some great size. And the only time thing is every once in a while they get a little emotional out on the court and kind of lose their train of thought for a second. And if we can take advantage of that when that happens, you know, that may carry us through this thing. Now, other than that, it may be nip and tuck all the way through this thing.
Typically, that is a strong suit for Clay County in that respect.
It could be, you know, kind of like Red Bull and Springs. They've got a formidable big man in Hunter Mann underneath. The guy's had 18 points against us in the last game. They've also got a good athlete, great on the football field, back for the first time, and that's Bill Washer. So it's not just us that's got a new player.
Yeah.
They do, too.
He's really good. He's comparable to B.J. Emerson in the fact of his just a high level of athleticism. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's been the full coverage final word brought to you by Strong, Strong Insurance. Visit Mark in Salina today, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We'll turn our attention now to the starting lineups. If I can find my roster, here it is. Misplaced it for a moment. First of all, starting for the home team, the Gordonsville Tigers, Tonight, they'll be dressed in white jerseys and shorts with blue numerals. A sophomore, number 4, Tyler Gregory. A senior, number 10, Hunter Mann. A junior, number 15, Matthew Jones. A sophomore, number 24, Isaac Plant. And a senior, number 14, Bill Washer. Several upperclassmen on that starting lineup, not as many as Clay County has, though. For Clay County, a junior, number 1, Jake Ashrock. The rest of them are seniors. Number 2, Landon Woodcock. Number 3, Heath Kimes. Number 13, Gavin Silks. And number 21, B.J. Emerton. These have been the boys' starting lineups brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. Folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more. I have in front of me here a Tennessean newspaper that came out this week. I haven't got them all circled, but I know we've got some Clay County names here. First of all, in the assist category, if I can find it, we're going to find Heath Kimes somewhere close to the top, I'd wager. Maybe I'm wrong. I guess that was just, here he is.
In the assist,
he's in third. He's third in assist currently in the mid-state. He's averaging 4.8 a game. When we look at points, I scan down through here, and I'm pretty sure that Woodcock, no, I guess not. We don't have him on points. That was just the girls.
No.
Taylor was leading mid-state.
Woodcock's there with about 15. He's midway through the list,
just
I think,
make the
Daniel.
Paper part, okay.
Yeah, but you got to remember, you know, night in, night out, these guys are scoring, there's 3 to 4 in double digits.
Yeah.
So it's hard to have one guy.
It absolutely is.
We do see Jake Ashrock get 8th on the list in rebounding, 8.7 a game. And look for him to continue his fine play as we're getting ready to get it on tonight between the number 3 AP ranked Clay County Bulldogs, who said number 1 atop District 6A, and the number 3 District 6A seed Gordonsville Tigers. Ashrock's going to control the tip for Clay County at the start of this contest. Heath Kimes has it. He gives it up to Ashrock, something Coach Edwards likes to do. Likes to put his big man at the top of the key in space. Ashrock hands off to Kimes. Kimes to Emberton in right corner. B.J. drives, tosses underhand back to Kimes. Nice ball movement. Feeds Gavin Silk inside. He's defended by the larger man. Silk gives it up to Emberton. Now back to Kimes. We're going to reset this thing.
I think that's what you're going to see. You know, didn't see Gavin in that Red Bowling game. I think you're going to see Silk up and under, draw a few fouls on man, and hopefully dominate that matchup.
Ashrock inside, first shot of the night, no good. Got his own rebound, though, put back, no good. Another rebound that he got for himself. Third put back, no good. Gordonsville with possession now.
If it's going to be anything like that first possession, they're going to let him play under Goats.
Well, that's good. What a good defensive control for the guys down there. They were going straight up and not swinging or moving their arms.
That's true. Tigers with the basketball. Quickly, they feed Platt inside. Isaac Platt, he's actually the tallest player on Gordonsville squad. Man, also a big one, but he's a little shorter than Platt. Platt kicked it back outside to Jones. Jones tried to feed inside the man. Ball was kicked by Emerton. Gordonsville going to maintain possession.
Reset the shot, Clark.
Yeah, that's right.
A little bit different from the Red Bulling game. They've got two big guys, you know.
Yes, they do.
One-on-one
yes,
with
they
Marsh.
Do.
They've got two formidable guys in the post.
Well, you see Washer playing guard. He's easily over 6 feet tall. He's certainly not the typical District 6A guard. He looks like a football player on the court, and that's what he is.
We got him.
Good defense by Silk right there to cause a turnover.
A walk called against Hunter Mann, the senior. 0-0 the score. We're a minute and a half into this one. We see this chess match already starting to unfold between head coach Trey Sanders and head coach Rob Edwards. Clay County gets on the board first, a three-point shot. Who knocked that down, Thomas?
That was Woodcock, that double high screen at the top. Woodcock popped out, caught it in rhythm, and it bounced around a little bit, but it fell, Daniel.
Woodcock gets his squad up early, 3-0. 6:15, actually 6 minutes to play.
Good
here.
Quick hands for Kimes.
Kimes comes up with a steal on the defensive end. His layup swatted away, though. It goes out of bounds off the Gordonsville player. That was Washer with the ball.
Just a little bit out of control.
Kimes going to inbound from beneath the Bulldog goal. Clay Kenny traveling left to right here in the first half of play. Gordonsville right to left. Silk. 2 points.
Great pass.
just a simple inbound play that they hit yard zero.
Those are the best kind.
They are. They are. 5-0, the early lead for Clay County. 5:42 on the clock. A whistle blows, stop in action.
Something on the floor, I think, guys.
Foreign object has presented itself onto the playing surface. Looks like a little foam basketball.
Yeah.
Play resumes. Washer inbounds. It's going to be Jones running the point. He gives up to Gregory at left wing. Gregory defended by Kimes. Now to Washer. Woodcock defends him. Washer has a bit of a size advantage on Woodcock. Ashok with a steal. Here comes Woodcock, top of the key. Pulls back. He didn't have an advantage there. Resets it for Clay County, making sure that he doesn't make a mistake. Gets his team a good look. Ashok now with it. 5:15 in the first. Clay County up 5-0. Ashok right wing. Defended by Flat. He drives on him. Scores on him. Ashok puts it in. He's very good. As a 30-second timeout is called, Clay County leads early 7-0. We'll be right back.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the main brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way. Your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
We're back here, only 3 minutes into this one. Clay County up with an early 7-0 lead. Coming out of this 30-second timeout, the Tigers have possession of the basketball. Pressure in the backcourt being applied by Clay County. They finally back off. Gordons were going to be able to walk across the timeline. It's Gregory. He gives it up to Washer. Washer's been out injured, I believe, for the Tigers. He returns, perhaps for the first time tonight, this season. I'm not sure. First time we have seen him, at least. Gregory with it. Passes to Jones. Jones to Washer. Inside the Flat. Flat back out top to Jones. Lots of quick passing here from the Tigers. Gregory defended by Woodcock, gives it back up to Jones, and they reset.
Already seeing a good battle between Ashlock and Mann. Mann's got a head on Ashlock down there, tall, long, lanky in the post, but Ashlock's doing great with his body position and keeping him off the block.
Jones left wing, drives into the paint and scores. First points for the Tigers. Silk now in the paint quickly. Kimes fed him and Gavin scored.
Second effort and got it to go through.
Initial shot was blocked partially. He got it back and scored. Halfway through the first quarter now, 3:50 on the clock. Clay County with a 7-point lead, 9-2. Jones at the point, gets it to Flat. Flat to Gregory, Gregory to Washer. Washer at right wing, dives inside, kicks it back to Jones. He kicks it to Flat, now back to Gregory at left wing. Washer back with it. Washer defended by Kimes. They've traded off. Washer now defended by Kimes rather than Woodcock. Woodcock defends Gregory. May have just swapped here. Gregory drives, hits the shot. Personal blocking foul called against Gavin Silk. Gavin's first personal in the contest, Clay County's first team foul.
Just seeing a simple motion offense out at the top from Gordonsville, aren't we, Coach? You know, dribble drive, and they got to the rim that time.
Gregory hits that shot. Loud here in the gym, Thomas. I don't believe Coach Watson heard you there. 3:15 to play in the first. Clay County leads 9-5. Kimes with it, left corner, gives up to Emberton. Emberton gives up to Silk. Silk just not comfortable behind the arc with it. He doesn't even put it on the floor, gives it to Woodcock. Woodcock drives, shot no good. Ball goes out of bounds. Clay County going to maintain possession. Kimes to inbound from beneath his own goal. 2:58 on the first quarter clock. He gets it into Woodcock. Low scoring effort so far for the teams. Emberton, now Kimes in the paint. He tried to dish Silk. Pass was a little wild, though. Turnover.
Yes. Ill-advised pass.
It was. Silk wasn't expecting it. Sailed over his head. Gordonsville back in possession as we see Gunner Silk, the sophomore, come to the scores table to check in whenever it's appropriate. Gregory, left wing, hands off to Washer. Washer drives, gets the high post, backs it back out. Passes to Gregory. He drives, shoots from left elbow. Shot no good. Rebound, Gavin Silk. Gavin gives up to Emberton. Gordonsville well-versed here, not giving up these early transition points. You've got to get back quickly against Clay County or they'll hurt you on the fast break. Gordonsville knows that. They're not giving it to him at this point. Woodcock, right wing, fires the three. He looks good. It is good. Landon has that stroke going early.
Absolutely.
Two for two from distance is the senior sharpshooter. Under 2 minutes to play in the first. Clay County now 12-5, 7-point lead. Washer at right wing goes to Gregory. He drives baseline. Kimes cuts him off. Back to Washer behind the arc. He drives the half post. Shots up good.
Use the glass.
He sure did. Bank shot. And quickly we see this transition pass. Kimes went full court to Emerson. Emerson couldn't get the baseline advantage, though. Backs it back out the silk. Top of the key. Now to Woodcock. Inside dash lock. He knows what to do when he's got the ball. This time he gives it to Gavin, who fires the three. No good. Rebound. He's Kimes. Second opportunity for the black and gold. Silk feed, not Silk, but Kimes feeds Ashcroft. He puts it
great move, great move.
He kind of faked to his right, spun back to his left.
Yes, he
put it in.
Ashcroft is just, he's a pleasure to watch on that block. He can pass it out to the shooters. He can take the drop step and make the spin move just like he did on that possession.
Heath Kimes forcing a turnover with his fine defense. Second time we've seen it this year on our broadcast. Gregory had the basketball.
Got that 5 second count.
He got the 5 second call. He couldn't get away from Kimes. 56.4 seconds. 14-7. Clay County leads. You don't see a lot of those 5 second calls anymore, but Kimes gets them.
Yeah, he kind of got himself trapped in a corner there and couldn't escape.
Kimes standing about 2 feet from the timeline here, letting time tick off the clock. We're down to 35 seconds. Gordons will content to let him do it. Looks like Clay County playing for the last possession. Coach Edwards, for the first time tonight, has come off the bench. He nods to his point guard. He wants him to start action right now. The only action we see, though, is Ashcroft come out to get it, and he stands with it.
We'll have the same setup here, Daniel. They got two screeners right at the top of the key on each side of the free throw line. Look for Ashcroft to drive off one of them, and maybe Woodcock, no, it'd be Sharp. Kick out for the three.
5 seconds. Mason Sharp shoots. Hits it.
Another.
This is his year.
Right.
He hit 6 here last year. We said he was in Fuego. He's one of one tonight from behind the arc to close out the first quarter.
Great pop-out shot.
10-point lead, 17-7. Stay with
us. Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue. Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters. All served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Second quarter action just about to begin here at Gordonsville High School. Clay County with a 10-point lead so far at this point, Coach, 17-7.
We've played some good, solid basketball. We hadn't made very many mistakes. We've made a couple of turnovers. But other than that, we've played good, solid basketball, been patient, got some good-looking shots, and our good shooters have come through for us.
I agree. I think that's why we do have this 10-point lead. The girls' contest, a lot of unforced errors by both teams. So far, the boys' action, a lot cleaner game being played. Mann has it. His first shot attempt's no good. Good defense by Jake Ashcroft to force the miss. Ashcroft got the rebound, got it to Woodcock. Woodcock crossed the timeline, got to the hoop, couldn't score, though. On the floor for Clay County is Gunner Silk, Mason Sharp, Landon Woodcock, Jake Ashcroft, and B.J. Emerson. Goldensville Jones had the back of his shoe, his heel step out of bounds, and a turnover here. Clay County going to take over.
like you said, first catch by man. Ashlock did a good job, didn't let him catch it deep. And you can see he struggles, kind of like Marsh does, if he's away from the basket. Good job by Ashlock on the first one.
They can't just turn and shoot from that point. Gunner Seal runs around the top of the key, drives inside, runs into a much larger defender,
yeah.
And had to kick it back out. Yeah, he did, to get rid of it. Clay County has it now behind the arc, hands it in Woodcock. Woodcock drives, his shot blocked by a man. Gordonsville, the tallest team we've seen this year.
They played some good defense on him last two times down the floor. Against Leicester defense, he just scored a couple of baskets there.
Not just tall either, Daniel. They're long.
They
shot blocking ability.
Ball's inbound to Demberton in the paint. His shot from the point blank range, no good. 6:55 to play here in the second quarter. Clay County leads 17-7 so far in the second. Neither team has scored. Gregory with it, top of the key. Hands off to Flat. Flat to Jones. Jones drives, kicks it out to Washer. Now Washer drives into the paint. 6-foot jumper, good. 17-9, let's go.
Got a favorable bounce.
With Kimes out, I thought Gunner Stitt was going to run the point, but we see Ashlock taking those duties.
Well, again, it's Coach Edwards pulling a big guy out of the paint right there, and it worked.
Emberton got to the basket off the pass from Ashlock. Shot was no good. He was fouled, though. He'll go to the line to shoot, too.
Yeah, he's a little disappointed in himself. I think he thinks he ought to have that one.
A lot of times we'll see B.J. convert on that. B.J.'s been a big offensive weapon the last two games for Clay County. Had double digits both of the last two. We'll see what happens tonight. He gets his first point of the contest. 18-9 the score. Currently the Tigers have been doubled by the Bulldogs. Substitutions. We see Gunner Silk and Ashok sit down on the floor for the Bulldogs. Woodcock, Sharp, Gavin Silk, Emberton and Kimes. I don't think Gordon's boy substituted yet in the first half.
BJ's one of those guys, you look around, when you come up the end of the ball game, you look at the box score and you say, well, BJ Emberton, 12 points.
Right.
Where'd them come from?
He does it throughout. I mean,
right. He's just kind of quiet. But he'll hit some big threes. And
his game kind of mimics his personality. Great, great person. He's got a great game. He's a quiet person, though. And
an outstanding student,
right.
I believe. He was among the top 10 in his class this year.
I think so. B.J. hit that second free throw. Gordonsville came down, added 2 points to their tally. Clay County back in possession now. Kimes with it at left block. His shot's up. No good. Gavin Silk keeps it alive. And it's off the hand of a Tiger. It was Washer.
Yeah, we retained that one.
Clay County does have possession. Washer pleading to the officials there. He thought Kimes' shot went up and hit the structure above the basket. However, no, it was not deadened. Woodcock now lets him alone. He made a pay.
Yes, he did.
He's three for three from behind the arc. That one came from left wing. The first two came from right wing.
Just the top of the backboard, I don't believe, is out of bounds. If it doesn't hit a forearm railing or something up there, it's not an out-of-bounds ball.
Great Bulldog defense forces the Gordonsville turnover. Gavin Silk steals the pass, gets it to Woodcock. He goes to Sharp. Sharp fires, no good. It was at the opposite end last year in the third quarter when he hit so many down here. Maybe he'll get going later. He has hit one from distance. That's Sharp. Missed that one, though. Tigers have the rebound. 5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Currently the score, Clay County 22, Gordonsville 11. Washer in the paint. Foul on the floor, though. His shot was good, but it does not count. Woodcock fouled.
He's begun to assert himself a little bit here in this second quarter. In the first quarter, he kind of just drifted through it, but he's asserting himself here in this quarter.
Washer, I would wager, the best all-around athlete for the Tigers. I think it'll take a good night by him to keep his team in it.
Not a great shooter, Washer isn't, but when he can get to the free throw line area, he can elevate enough to put it on the rim. He's got a soft touch and get it to fall.
I believe he's an all-state wide receiver in football. Gordonsville with the basketball. We see Heath Kimes called for a personal foul, his first of the contest, third team foul for Clay County.
You know, you mentioned the lineup a while ago. Ashlock's out here on this sequence, the second trip down the floor that B.J. Emerton's been one-on-one with Mann. Now Mann's getting a breather, so that matchup's gone too.
Thomas, do you have a number 3 on your roster for Gordonsville? I don't see a 3. I see a 5.
Yeah, I don't have it.
Jones knocks down a three-pointer. I'm not sure who the point guard was for Gordonsville. We were not privy to his name from the scorebook earlier. Chimes with it now on offense for Clay County. Gets it to Gavin Silks. Silks can be fouled, though, by Jones. Jones picks up his first personal. Gordonsville second team foul. Of the contest, Ashlock and Ben Bailey come to the scores table. Silks at the line to shoot two. 22-14 the score. Clay County in front by eight. Shots away. Gavin hits it. We talk about Woodcock's prowess at the free throw line. Silk may actually be the best free throw shooter on the squad. I don't have the season totals with me tonight. Can't share his average, but he hits both of those. He's 100% from the mark tonight. He'll sit down after that. Ashok checks in for him. On the floor for the Bulldogs, Kimes, Bailey, Woodcock, Ashok, and Emerton. Gregory with it for the Tigers. Walks across the timeline. Bailey's going to be defending him. He gives it up to number three, that unknown Tiger player. He passes back to Jones. Jones dribbles around the top of the circle. Hands to Gregory. Gregory wants to drive against Bailey. Bailey cuts him off, though. Nice job by Ben. Ben getting a lot of minutes here in his senior campaign. Gregory back over to Jones. Jones inside the flat. Flat defended by Ashlock. Kimes picks his pocket. He crosses the timeline. Gives it up to Bailey. Bailey to Ashlock. Ashlock to Emberton at right wing. Inside to Kimes. Kimes posted up with a similar size player. Scores on him. And he's fouled. He's going to go to the line to try to convert on the three-point play. It is number three for the Tigers who gets that personal foul.
You know, we talked about it in the last broadcast. What does he Kimes not do, guys? I mean, he goes down and gets a crucial rebound and crucial steal. 5 second call. Now a 3-point play.
Hit the free throw. Did convert. .320 left in this second quarter. Clay County out front by 13 now. Biggest lead of the night. 27-14. Gregory at left wing. Drives inside. Travels. He thought he got to the basket and scored. He did not.
No.
That's one of those questionable calls. That's the Euro step.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand
thing.
That one yet.
Woodcock crosses the timeline for Clay County. Gives it to Emerton. Emerton inside the Kimes. He wants rid of it. Back to Emerton. Now to Ashlock, to Woodcock, to Bailey. Good ball movement around the perimeter. Now Emerton, now Ashlock inside the Kimes. Kimes posted up, as we said earlier. He's going to be called for the travel. Lost his footing.
Almost like it was some sweat on the floor or something right there. Took it hard to the block, tried to pivot, and like you say, it just flopped backwards.
2:45 left here in the second. Low-scoring contest, 27-14. Gavin Silk comes back to the scorer's table, waiting his time to come in. Jones with it, defended by Woodcock, hands off to Gregory. Gregory at left wing picks up the dribble, and it's going to be over and back called. Well, I thought it was. Heath Kimes steals it, though. Kimes scores. Number three for the Tigers saved it in what appeared to be the Tigers' own backcourt. Kimes stole his pass, took it in and scored. And another timeout called. This time it's going to be a full one by the Tigers. Clay County leads by 15, 29-14.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Second quarter action. 2:22 remains on the clock. Clay County out in front at this point with what is a comfortable 15-point lead. Gordonsville has been stymied on the offensive end for quite some time now. Washer puts off a long two-pointer and knocks it down.
Good shot.
29-16 the score. Clay County leads by 13. Kimes with it. On the floor for Clay County, Gavin Silk, Ben Bailey, Jake Ashlock, Landon Woodcock.
And got him off his feet that time.
Gunner Silk with a great spin move. Had a shot fake, spun, scored. 31-16 the score. Gavin, we talked about his great footwork before. You'd be hard-pressed to find anybody that moves better on the block than him. You talk about Ashlock, and he is great there. Silk, though, his feet are quicker. He has quicker feet.
They are, Daniel, and he knows how to play against a bigger body. You know,
what was that old term you used to, twinkle toes?
Yeah, right.
Besides that, he has that hesitation. He can get them in the air, duck, and go under, and just play against anybody down there.
And he pulls down a defensive rebound off of a Tiger miss. Silk gets it to Ashlock, Ashlock to Woodcock. Woodcock, 3-for-3 from behind the arc at this point in the contest. Been a while since he's taken one, though. Silk at high post, free throw line depth, starts the drive, backs in, misses a rare shot from about 4 feet out.
The length of man affected that one, Daniel.
Washer with another long two-pointer. No good. Rebound, Woodcock. 1 minute to play now in this first half. 31-16 the score. Clay County in front by 15. Woodcock drives, gets to the hoop, scores.
Yes, he did. Great job.
Landon.
Great change of direction there. Just a little bit of a move. Got himself open.
He is so good at creating that space and absorbing contact and still getting off what is a good shot. He was not fouled that time, but he's good when he is. Gordonsville with it. They back it inside to Mann. He gets his first 2 points of this contest on what's only his second shot attempt. Their leading scorer, somebody that I know Coach Edwards worked hard on, and clearly to this point, it's been effective.
Well, that was it right there, kind of a repost after they swing the ball. Mann caught it deep. When he catches it that deep, like Marsh at red ball, and it's over.
Kimes with it. 10 seconds remains in the quarter. Kimes drives. He's at right block. Spins into the paint. Dishes off to Ashlock. Ashlock puts it up. Good. Nice play for Clay County to close it out here. Buzzer sounds. Desperation. Three-pointer no good for the Tigers. Clay County in front of the home team. 35-18 here at the break. Stay with us for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsborough, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina,
100% family-owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Gordonsville High School here on the Horizon Sports Network, where Clay County has a big 17-point lead over Gordonsville at halftime. They went up 17-7 at the end of the first quarter and expanded that by outscoring the Tigers 18-11 in the second stanza to lead 35-18 after this Gordonsville Tiger team battled them to a 5-point victory in Salina earlier this year. And the difference is the Clay County defense against the big man for the Tigers, Hunter Mann. He's only got 2 points here at the half, had 18 and led the Tigers in that earlier win over Gordonsville at home. Leading Gordonsville is Bill Washer with 6 points. Isaac Platt has 2. Matthew Jones has 5, and Tyler Gregory has 3 for Clay County. Landon Woodcock leading the way with 11 points. He has 3 big three-pointers and also scored in the second quarter inside. Jake Aslock has 6. Heath Kimes has 5. Gavin Silks doing a good job in the paint with 8 points. B.J. Emerton has 2. Mason Sharp came off the bench with a big three-pointer. Clay County is also 5-for-5 from the line to get out to this big 17-point lead. The Dogs lead 35-18 here at halftime. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the
first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
We're back here at Gordonsville High School where the Clay County Bulldogs are out in front, 35-18 here at the half. Coach Watson, we talked about how it was a tight game. It's Salina earlier in the year. Clay County only won by 5. And there's a lot of time left in this one. Right now, we're out to a healthy 17-point lead.
Yes, we're thanks to some great defense and some good heads-up play on our end on both ends of the floor.
I know that, you know, we've talked about how when you are the number one team in the district, this Gordonsville team's number 3. They're no slouch. We talked about how you get that best game every night. Everybody's wanting to knock off Clay County, and that's got to be a tough thing. And we've talked about this before and how you were there as a coach when night in and night out, everybody just wants to beat you. Right?
Yes, they do. Yeah, and when they feel like they do, you know, everybody acts like they just won the state tournament.
Right.
But, you know, there's interesting stories here with Gordonsville. I know one of the greatest comebacks we ever had was in a game with Gordonsville up at our place. Cliff Ellis, who I think now coaches somewhere in one of the South Carolina colleges, he was down at Cumberland, and he decided to come up and look at our team with James Trowball, Gary Strong, Bill Napier, Gary Plumley, real good team, Greg Craig, and he was coming up to look at us, and one of our fans came by that night and told our players that Coach Ellis has come to look at, they might all really look good that night.
Well, how did that affect them?
At the end of the half, we were down 32.
Oh.
We weren't playing real good, but I looked up and Coach Ellis was going out the door, and I said, "Look, guys, you run Coach Ellis off." Well, they came alive, and before the ball game was over, we had outscored them 37 points.
Well, did he slip back in? And
No, he didn't come back.
I bet he was shocked to see that score in the newspaper the next day.
And we had another great thing. Back in the old district tournament, we had about, 12 teams in it, and we didn't have a rule where everybody had to play everybody every year. So about 2 straight years, we came in 15-0, and Gordonsville came in 11-0, and we were tied for first place.
Right.
So at the end of that second year, I told the guys, and I think we lost one of the coin tosses, and I told the guys, I said, "We're not going to schedule anybody until after the spring of the Falls conference meeting." And I went to the conference meeting, and I said, "Guys, whoever you vote 1 and 2 this year, or anybody ahead of us, we ain't going to play you but once this year." Right after that, we went to a full round-robin schedule.
Well, y'all are under third-quarter action now here at Gordonsville High School, and Gavin Silk picks up a personal foul 8 seconds away from the basketball.
You know, sometimes Gavin has that lapse and picks up those fouls away from the ball.
Yeah, we saw that at Redborn Springs a week ago. Usually 1 or 2 a game. Washer gets the Tigers going from behind the arc at right wing here in the third quarter. 14 points now, the deficit for his team, 35-21 the score. Ashcock runs the point for Clay County. He wants to drive, gets to the hoop, shots up, foul's called. Washer called for the foul. That's actually one I thought was a pretty clean play by the Tiger.
I believe we got a bailout on that one.
Ashcock hit the line to shoot two. We do see both teams come out. Clay County comes out with its original 5 starters on the floor for the Tigers. Is that unknown man, number 3? I should have went to the scores table at halftime and forgot to.
I thought you sent Thomas down to do that.
Well, I assumed that he would do that since he takes care of everything here at the Horizon Sports Network. But he left that one to me. So
took a little break there. Sorry, guys.
Tigers back in possession now. Ashcock hit both of those. And the Tigers score. Hunter Mann gets it started early after a slow first half. And quickly we see the Bulldogs come back down. Gavin Silk scores in transition.
With a good quick hitter.
Gavin running the floor. 6:50 to go in the third. Clay County in front. 39-23. Mann with the ball. Loses a handle. Silk comes up with it. Dishes it to Emberton. He slows down. Comes across the timeline. Passes to Woodcock. Woodcock drives. Kicks it to Kimes, has an open look at 3, doesn't want it though. Passes off to Ashcock. Very rarely will you see Kimes pull the trigger on a 3-pointer.
No, he's looking to try to get it to the hole if he can.
Ashcock picks up the dribble, dishes off the seal, get right elbow. Gavin now tries to go to a cutting Heath Kimes. Ball goes out of bounds. Tried to do a little too much.
Well, Kimes is short, but he wasn't that short.
And it was a low pass. 6:20 now on the clock. Tigers back in possession. Gregory with it at left wing. He passes to Washer. Washer shoots the three. No good. Rebound to Emberton. Emberton to Kimes. Kimes comes across the line. His eyes are continuously scanning for an open Bulldog. Didn't find anybody on the break that time, though. Hands off to Emberton. Emberton to Woodcock. Woodcock to Silk. Silk baseline. Not Silk. That's Kimes. I'm sorry. Kimes went baseline. Missed his layup. Rebounded by Mann. He stole it from Mann. Kimes won't be denied.
Yeah. He slipped under him.
Woodcock loses a handle on the ball, regains it, defended by Jones. Woodcock drives, jumper from six, no good, rebound Mann.
See the presence of Mann in the paint right there again, affecting that shot on from Woodcock.
Outlet pass to Gregory, Gregory to Jones, three-pointer no good. Mann pulls down the rebound, Heath Kimes wants it though. Ties him up for it, Mann breaks the possession, pulls away. Shot was up. Did the shot go in?
Yeah.
Shot was good.
Plus one.
Ashok picks up his first personal foul of the contest, and Hunter Mann goes to the line to try to convert the three-point play.
Coach Evers wants a timeout.
He's seen enough of this.
Guys, the man's getting too deep. Did a good job early in the first half of keeping him out of the deep post. Well, he's getting there now, isn't he, Coach? And he's making us pay for it.
Yes, he's getting the ball in position to score with it each time down the floor.
You know, Coach,
we can't let that happen.
Coach Evers talked about it in the interview. He said, we're going to have a little something different to do for Gordonsville's big man. I think they're getting away from it here in the opening minutes of this first second half.
Mann's starting to establish a bit of dominance. We went ahead and stayed with you there during that 30-second timeout. It was called by Coach Edwards. He has three fulls and 130 remaining in the contest. Gordonsville's used one full and 130. Mann at the line. 5:22 on this third quarter clock. Clay County's had a lead the whole time. Never have trailed in the contest. Hopefully they don't. Mann hits that one. His team trails by 13. 26-39 the score. Kimes at the point. Goes to Emberton. Emberton to Ashlock. Ashlock to Kimes. Kimes inside to Gavin Silk. Silk puts it on the floor. Power dribble. Spins to his left. Into the paint. Scores. He's fouled. He goes to the line. Silk was proud of himself. Stuck his chest out there and was emotional.
It's hard not to foul him down there, as big as his body is. It's hard not to make contact with him.
5:07 on this third quarter clock. Gavin converts on the three-point play. Foul was against Mann. That was his first personal of the contest. Each team only had three team fouls in the first half and very few turnovers. It was a quick two quarters of action, and so far we're already 3 minutes in to the third quarter here. Tigers with the ball. Jones right wing. Defended by Emberton. Drives. Great job by BJ. He denies him. Shot was no good. Ashlock a little overzealous on the rebound attempt. His momentum carried him out of bounds. And the Tigers get a possession. As we mentioned, Ashlock among the mid-state leaders in average rebound per game. Along with Kimes, who's among the leaders for assists. Another foul call to give Clay County on the inbound play. Woodcock picks up his second personal of the contest. And we see Gregory, Tyler Gregory, a sophomore at the line to shoot. He hits the first. It was a shooting foul. Mason Sharp now checks in for Woodcock. Woodcock still perfect from behind the arc tonight. He's 3 of 3. All three shots came in the first half. .448 here on this clock. Second shot was also hit by Gregory. Tigers trail by 14. Clay County out in front, 42-28. Time's just inside the timeline. Goes into motion. Goes to Sharp. Now to Ashlock. Now inside to Gavin Silk. Silk's going to be fouled. Goes to the line to shoot two. The taller flat and the taller man, those post defenders for the Tigers, having trouble keeping their hands off of Gavin. They want to reach over the top of him. His jump takes him up through their outreached arms, and the foul stops. Sill knocks it down. He's perfect in that from the free throw line.
I'm going to talk about it from the start. I thought Gavin Sill could dominate despite the length of these Tigers, and he's doing it here in this third quarter, Daniel. Give him 15 points already.
Woo! We got a quarter and a half left to go. Hopefully Gavin will get over that 20-point mark tonight. He hits the second as well. Clay County in front, 44-28. Tigers with the basketball. That number three that we don't know his name hits from three-point land from right wing. His team now trails by 13. Times with it for Clay County. Goes to Sharp, left wing. Mason to Ashlock. Jake Damerton. BJ inside to Gavin. Back out to Emberton. He drives, gives it up to Kimes. Kimes to Sharp. We see this little weave around the top of the key like Clay County likes to do. Sharp had a look from left wing. Thought twice about it. Didn't take it. Ball's kicked out of bounds by Tigers. Kimes tried to feed inside the silk.
You know, we saw Mann kind of dominate there early on, Daniel, and he's not in the ball game right now. I'm not sure if he picked up an extra foul or what, or just getting a breather, and here's Sharp.
He has one personal in the contest, I show. Kimes off of the Sharp miss, rebounded it, put it back in. He's having a great game tonight. I think that's eight maybe for him.
Another great shot.
Tigers with it. Jones left wing, defended by Emerton. He gives up to number three. Now to Gregory. Now to Washer. Washer at right wing. Ashlock's on him. Washer back to Jones. Jones shoots. Misses his three-pointer. Gavin pulls down the rebound. Gets it to Heath. Here Heath comes. He's at a full sprint. Gets to the paint. Dishes off to Emerton. Emerton's foul. Foul by Gregory. That's going to be Tyler Gregory's second personal. Gordonsville's fourth team foul of the second half. Not a shooting foul. Time's going to inbound from beneath the basket. Heath gets it in to BJ. Emberton's about 6 feet from the timeline. Heath comes around, circles and gets it. Mason Sharp, left wing. Now Ashlock, left elbow shot. Good.
And rolls back in.
Jake has really developed his game, Coach.
Yes, he has.
We see him adding the drive. We see him shooting the mid-range jumper. He can shoot three-pointers. He's just a good all-around player.
Yes, he is.
He is not. When you look at him, you think, well, this guy's a post player. Well, he is. He can do a lot more, though. Gavin Silk swatting the ball away. They're trying to feed inside the flat. Kimes comes up with the loose one. He takes it down quicker than everybody else and scores on the layup.
Takes that left hand and puts it up soft off the backboard.
Several of these Clay County players very good at going with that left hand when needed.
Yes.
2:22 here in the third. Clay County out in front now by 19 points, 50-31. And here's a fast break. Ashaw came up with a loose ball. Fed Mason Sharp. He was hacked. Sharp's going to the line. Second personal foul going to be called against the Tigers, number three, the mysterious man. 2:12 on the clock. You're just joining the broadcast. I call him the mysterious man.
I think the PA man said Andrew Beatty.
Andrew Beatty. Let's call him that. We don't have anything else to call
Andrew
him,
somebody. But I believe that's what he said.
He is going to be Beatty. Beatty has two personals now. Thomas, you got a little tickled there, didn't you?
Maybe a little, didn't you?
Sharp at the line. He missed the first.
That guy knew him, I think. That guy knew him.
Oh, okay. That's right. He had a PA announcer there, didn't he?
Yeah.
Sharp hits the second. Clay County with its biggest lead of the night in front by 20. 2:05 remains here in the third. Washer has it right wing, defended by Sage Tiernan, who's in. He knocks down the three.
On the bench for a few minutes, hadn't he?
On the floor for Clay County, Tiernan, Sharp, Woodcock, Gavin Seal, and Kimes. Kimes has it left wing, defended by Beatty. Kimes wants to drive. He does. Kicks it back out to Sharp. No, Sharp fires from three. No good. He's knocked down after his shot. Woodcock gets the rebound. Woodcock has it stolen from him, and the guy that stole it fell down, and it went out of bounds. And somehow or another, it was called Gordonsville Tiger basketball. I've never seen a stranger call.
I think that may have been a trade-off. He probably could have called a foul on Kimes if he'd have wanted to.
I'll take that, Coach Watson. Jones with it up top, gets the Beatty left wing, Beatty inside to Flat. Flat kicks it out to Jones. A few substitutes in for the Tigers. Jones right wing now, goes back to Beatty. Back to Jones, he's defended by Woodcock at the top of the key.
You know, that last Washer three-pointer ended a 7-0 run by Clay County, and he gets to the paint there and puts another one in, Daniel.
Two more for Washer. Under a minute to play now in the third. 51-36. The Tigers not going away. Clay County does lead hardly, though, by 15. They had it up to 20 just moments ago, though. Times in the paint. Dishes to Tiernan. Tiernan scores. Sage Tiernan has done a nice job offensively the last several games when he's in subbing.
Creeps around that basket, gets him a couple each ball game while he's in there.
Certainly does. 30 seconds left here in this quarter. The Tigers with a mistake. They throw it out of bounds. Clay County going to take over. Likely will hold for the last shot. 24.7 seconds remain in this third quarter.
You know, we talk about Washer being a factor, Daniel. He's already got 14 points on the night. That's 8 in the quarter for him.
Heath Kimes, 10 seconds now to play in the third, directing traffic. Kimes gets a screen from Tiernan. Kimes wants to score, gets to the basket, and he does so. Oh, no, it fell off the side. I thought it went through the hoop. Time expires. I think a foul's being called on the floor. We'll have to see. She may not call it.
I believe she is.
There is a foul being called against Gordonsville. Number 12, Justin Key, picks up a personal. It was on the floor. That is the 16th foul for Gordonsville. Clay County leads at the end of three here, 53-36. Stay with us for the conclusion.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Foul called on the floor, starting fourth quarter action against Jake Ashoff. Second personal for Jake. 7:51 in the fourth. Gordon's with inbound off the foul that was on the floor. Gregory in the paint, shot up, no good. Rebound, Jones. Jones loses a handle. Now Gregory is fighting with Mason Sharp. Sharp wins that battle. I don't know that it was a jump ball, but it was called. Looks like
yeah, you get two players on the floor sometimes, it blows that whistle and call a jump ball before it gets out of hand real quick.
Possession arrow was in favor of Clay County. They maintain it here. 7:35 left in this one. Clay County in front by 17 points, 53-36. Kimes drives down the left block, kicks it back out to Mason Sharp. Sharp to Ashlock, who's at the top of the key. Ashlock drives, dishes off to Sharp. Free throw range jumper good for Mason.
Good 15-foot jumper.
The junior played a lot of minutes tonight down here. We haven't seen him a ton lately. Tonight he's getting several. Gavin Silk and B.J. Emmer to come back to the scorer's table to check in. Coach Edwards opened up this fourth quarter with Tiernan. Tiernan getting some significant minutes here tonight in Gordonsville. Foul's going to be called against Ashlock. Ball was passed inside to Hunter Mann. He turned around, shot, and fell down. Ashlock didn't like the call, but that's what it was. Third personal for Jake. 7 minutes left in it. Man at the line hits the first. Three subs coming in. Ben Bailey joining the fray as well as Emberton and Silk. Sharp, Tiernan, and Kimes come to the bench. So on the floor for Clay County, Ashlock, Emberton, Woodcock, Silk, Gavin Silk, that is, and Bailey. Man hits them both. 55-38, Clay County up a 17. They've never trailed in this contest.
You know, Daniel, we were up by as many as 20 at one point, but Gordonsville played us even in that third quarter, 18-18 behind Bill Washer's efforts and Hunter Mann coming on.
Impressive. Ashlock, right block, shot up, no good. Silk keeps it alive, though, gets it to Bailey. Bailey under pressure to Emberton at right wing, actually left wing. Emerton dribbles out top of the key, hands off to Woodcock. Woodcock's wanting to drive, gets the left elbow, picks up his dribble, hands off to Bailey. Bailey to Ashlock at right block. Jake to the hoop, shots up, no good. He was fouled, though.
Go to the line for two.
You know, Ashlock's got 10 as he goes to the line. Landon Woodcock, 11. Gavin Silk, 15. And he kinds has 9. Almost 4 again in double figures, Daniel. And it's just the start of the fourth.
Typical of this Bulldog team. I know a very few teams around the state of Tennessee that can boast that same statistic night in and night out. Ashlock hits the first and the second.
Give him a cool dozen, Daniel.
Clay County up by 19. Gregory, left wing for the Tigers, passes to Jones. Jones drives. Blocking foul called against Gavin Silk. Silk picks up his third personal of the contest. Gordons will inbound from beneath their own goal. Officials and players alike trying to squeegee up some moisture off the floor with their sneakers. A towel would work better, and now we see one being riled out. Thomas, share something with us.
Well, you know, we expected this one to be a battle. It's not been as close as we thought it would be, guys. You know, only a 5-point victory back home in Salina earlier in the season. Clay County's been in control.
Never had a trail, right?
Gordonville kind of gave us their best shot here in that last quarter. Let's see what they got for us down the stretch. But kind of showing the superiority we have here in this Bulldog team, guys. Let me tell you, you know, you got the AP number 3 ranking in the first poll. You're undefeated in District 6A. This is a good team. Nothing flashy. You know, we don't have a one guy, one score. We saw Woodcock's averaging about 15. Well, guess what? The rest of them's averaging about 10.
And therein lies the strength. We talked before the contest. We see a shot up by Gregory. No good rebound. Man tries to go back up. He does. He's fouled by Ashlock. That's 4 for Jake. We talked before this game started how the first contest for Jackson County was a tight game. Clay County beats them pretty handily this past Tuesday night. First game with the Tigers. Close game. We see Clay County extended. The chemistry of this team and the way they interact with one another and the depth on the bench. Folks, you call me crazy. Arguably, this is the best Rob Edwards basketball team that we've seen him have at Clay County High School.
I agree with you, Daniel. And I tell you what else. You talk about second time around. Well, guess what? When you coach for 20 years, you kind of get a look at a team. That's coaching too, guys. Coach Edwards said he had a plan for a man. Well, they've worked it to perfection tonight. And I know this one isn't over, but you got to give Coach Edwards credit too.
17 seconds to lead here. 5:40 remaining in the fourth. Gavin Silk with it at the post. He goes up for a shot. Foul by a man. Silk going to go to the line where he has not missed yet.
You know, and going through this second time around, a lot of times, you know, coaches in a lot of instances will try to come up with some kind of new plan, something, you know, what do we need to do different? What do we need to change to beat Salina instead of coming back out and doing exactly what they do real well? You know, if you get a team to change what they're doing to try to beat you, you've got a whole lot of the battle won.
That's a good point there, Coach.
Anytime you get away from your bread and butter, so to speak, it's unknown territory.
Yeah.
Silk did miss the first. And he hits the second. That was his first miss from the charity stripe on the evening. 5:36 remaining in this one. Clock's ticking. Tigers with the ball. Bulldogs with the lead, though. 18 points the margin. 58-40. Gregory with it. Left wing. Uses the screen set by man. Dishes the flat inside. He works. He scores for the first time in the contest.
That's going to be
Gavin
his
Gavin Silk called for the personal foul. Looks like good, clean defense by Gavin. Clearly, I don't have a good view, though. It's his fourth personal. So we see both post players, Silk and Ashlock, with 4 personal fouls now. 5:21 remains. If Ashlock and Silk have to leave the floor, the big guys, 4 Gordons, might take over. Ashlock currently off the floor. On the floor for Clay County, Kimes, Sharp, Woodcock, Emberton, and Gavin Silk.
You know, this just shows the importance of that careless foul that Gavin made back earlier.
Tiger player steps out of bounds. That's number 42, David Driver, someone we have not seen much tonight. And Clay County going to have the basketball. Coach Edwards wants to talk to his team, though. Full timeout call. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
5:06 remains in the fourth, and this one's far from over. Clay County does lead 58-42, but the storyline right now, four personal fouls for Gavin Silk and Jake Ashoff. We would be hard-pressed to...
We've got to have one of them out there at all times.
Emerson can guard one of the other posts, but outside of that, Tiernan can do it. We'll have to see what happens. Gregory with the basketball for the Tigers gives up to Beatty. Beatty fires from three and hits it. His second triple of the contest. 4:45 and ticking on the clock. Time crosses the timeline. As we mentioned in the pregame show, as time drives, gets to the hoop, misses the shot, but he's fouled. Foul against Beatty, his third personal. This would be a win tonight would give Coach Edwards his 13th season with 20 or more wins. He's in his 19th overall. Very successful and consistent run for Coach Edwards during his time. Times misses the first. If I'm not mistaken, he has had two 30-plus win seasons, something that you've done yourself, Coach Watson, on more than one occasion.
Well, you know, the winning in the down years, you know, that's the sign of a good coach. When he has a plan, you know, there are going to be years when you're not going to be great.
And right.
You may be lucky to break even, but if you don't break even, that's when it really shows, you know, the work that you really, really work hard to do and accomplish.
We talked about it on the last broadcast, referencing Jim Brown and his current status with his winless Jackson County girls. We talked about how in those down years you probably coach harder than you do in the up years. So you're at least the same, of course.
Right. You have to work harder to get anything accomplished.
Tigers with possession of the basketball. Been kind of slow this last moment or two. Times had missed the first free throw. Hit the second, I believe. 59-45 currently the score. Tigers in possession. Flat has it inside. Misses his shot. Emerson with a huge rebound. I think his head was up even with the backboard. Gets it to Woodcock. He gets it to Gavin Silk. 2 points for Clay County. First time we see all night Clay County able to expose that transition situation.
Gordon has done a good job all night long. You're right, Daniel, about getting back, taking away the transition. But, again, that's what's good about this team. We can play it in the half court with Gavin Silk. We can shoot the ball from outside with Orlando Woodcock. So there hasn't been an issue not getting those transition baskets.
3:30 on this clock. Keith Times comes up with a steal. He's going to have a layup attempt. It's good. These seniors taking over here for Clay County. The lead now, 18 points, 45-63. And another timeout taken, a 30-second variety by Trey Sanders and the Gordonsville Tigers. Will play one ad in return.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
We're back. 3:15 on this fourth quarter clock. Clay County with an 18-point lead, 63-45. should be able to hang on the rest of the way. We're going to call it either way for you. Stay with us and hear the end of it. Tigers in possession of the basketball. Gregory at the top of the key, defended by Kimes. He gives up to Jones. Jones uses a screen set by Mann, circles around into the paint, kicks it back out to Gregory. Gregory hits a three-pointer.
Yes, he did a great shot.
Won't take many of them for the Tigers to climb right back in.
You know, we talked about Kimes earlier, Daniel. He did it. He got a cool dozen on the night. That makes four in double figures for Clay County.
What a great assist.
Absolutely.
By Heath Kimes. Everybody on the Tiger defense thought he was going to kick it out to Emerson in right wing. He dished it down to Silk, who added two more to his tally. He's got to be over 20 at this point.
They're all over, Daniel. He has 20.
Flat just being denied inside for the Tigers. Silk knocking the ball away from the larger man. Kimes comes up with it, comes down across the timeline, gets it to Woodcock. He misses his first three-pointer of the contest from right wing. Gregory now with it, shoots a three-pointer for the Tigers, misses it. Woodcock with the rebound. Driver called for the foul.
You know, sometimes you wonder on some of Heath, the fact that our guys are maybe catching it in self-defense to protect their noses.
He does a good job putting it in there with some heat, doesn't he?
Yeah, you better have your hands up at all times.
Woodcock at the line to shoot two. Double bonus now as Gordonsville has 10 team fouls here in the second half. Clay County with 18 fouls. Woodcock hits the first. Landon shoots the second one, hits it as well. Substitutes hit the floor for the Tigers.
I think they're conceding.
Head coach Trey Sanders conceding the point here. 2:09 on the clock. Clay County leading by 19 points, 67-48. We see Coach Edwards return the favor. Ben Bailey and Gunnar Silk go over to the floor along with the talented freshman Grant Strong and his talented teammate Jeffrey Spivey. Couldn't play with six. We're gonna have seven out there. Hang on a second.
Referee wouldn't let them in. Called them back.
Okay, so we've got Strong and Spivey waiting to come in the scorer's table. Ashlock, along with Emerson, still on the floor, waiting to be substituted for. Gordonsville with the basketball, and I'm going to have to pick my roster up. We've got some fresh faces and numbers in the game. Davis with it, top of the key, hands off to Key. Key now back to Davis. Now the ball's in the corner with a Tiger. That's Landon Baker. Long three-point shot taken and nailed by Justin Key. Finally, we get to see Grant Strong and Jeffrey Spivey come into the contest. Joining them is Jacob Burnett, the sophomore. And looks like Eli Smith also going to check in. So let's reset for you here. On the floor for Clay County, Jacob Burnett, Grant Strong, Jeffrey Spivey, Eli Smith, and the senior Jared Markham. These boys already had a full game of action in JB earlier. Thomas and Coach Watson. Oh, Jeffrey Spivey gets his
great move.
First varsity points, I guess, of his career. Maybe, I'm not sure, but certainly his first two of this contest. Boys JV was a win, I believe, for us.
I think so.
Girls also had junior varsity action earlier. They were winners in that one, the future bright for the Clay County team. Eli Smith pulling down a missed Tiger shot on the rebound. Smith quickly comes down. He's at the top of the key, feeds it to Grant Strong. Strong wanting to drive, spins, kicks out to Spivey. Spivey now to Smith. Smith to Burnett. Burnett inside to Markham. Markham denied. Burnett comes up with the loose ball. Smith has it. Now it's back to Burnett. Now we see miscommunication take place here between Burnett and Smith. Over and back, the Tigers take possession.
Nice to see the young players trying to get it inside to Markham there. The senior, we talked about him in the last broadcast. Pretty good defense, though, by this young Gordonsville Tiger team denying it.
It is. Spivey sits down. In for him is Carson Sharp. Also sitting down was someone else, because I see
Markham.
Heath Hensley on the floor. Markham sits down. Heath Hensley in the contest. Tigers with it. 10-foot jumper, no good. They get their own rebound, though. Actually, the ball went out of bounds Clay County going to have the last possession, 17.9 here. Grant Strong with it. We'll call it to the buzzer. Strong goes baseline. Right block shots up and good. Grant scores.
I heard you nearly say Woodstock a minute ago. It hit me. Hey, that's Snoopy's bird.
That's right. Buzzer sounds here. Gordonsville High School. Clay County winners tonight by 20, 71-51. Stay with us for the Farm Bureau postgame show.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls and boys games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Cattle Farmer. Listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit AppBioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
We return here on the Farm Bureau postgame show. Boys and girls winners tonight. Girls final score, 64-56. Boys final score, 71-51. That's the one we're going to talk about right now.
Yeah, Daniel, like I said earlier on there, we thought this was going to be a highly contested, tough ball game for Clay County. Well, guess what? They came out, flexed their muscles, got out to an early 10-point lead at the end of the first quarter, expanded it to 17 at halftime, and pretty much kind of cruised. I mean, don't get me wrong. It took some effort. It took some hard play, but took that advantage to 20 at the end. So had a good cushion throughout in this contest.
They did. I think we're seeing the Clay County team and coaching staff, as we all know, it runs through Coach Edwards. They're starting to establish themselves. They're starting to flex their muscle. They're starting to get into postseason form, and we're starting to see them creep out a little further away from the competition, night in and night out.
I agree with you, Daniel. Let's go down the stat line just a little bit. You know, Gordonsville, they had a couple of good games. We did hold Underman to 11 points. He came on in that second half a little bit. And then Bill Washer, the guy we didn't play against the last time, had 14 for them. So, you know, they didn't play bad, put up 51 points. Just wasn't enough against Clay County here.
They got a good team, you know. They showed that sign earlier when we only beat them by five. Tonight,
right,
it was 20.
Finishing out the lineup for the Tigers, Tyler Gregory had 8 points, Matthew Jones 5, Isaac Platt 4, Justin Key 3, and that mystery man, we ended up calling Mr. Beatty, I think, had 2 big threes off the bench, 6 points there, Daniel. For Clay County, Jeffrey Spivey, Sage Tiernan, and Grant Strong all had a bucket apiece late. Mason Sharp made a big three-pointer early on and finished with 6 points on the night. B.J. Emerson, not much in the scoring column for him tonight, just 2 points, 2 free throws. You know, B.J. does what B.J. does. He helped off on man, guarded him some one-on-one during the fray, and just team effort tonight in that respect. 4 players in double figures for Clay County tonight, guys. Heath Kimes and Jake Ashlock both had a cool dozen. Landon Woodcock, a Baker's dozen, 13 tonight. And Gavin Silk led the way with 20. I said when this one started out tonight, I want to see Gavin dominating the paint. Well, guess what? He answered the call.
He did. He did what he does best. And we missed that, you know, a game or two. We got it tonight. And as we talked about, that's that trend towards postseason atmosphere, postseason play. Going to go ahead and do one more quick break. Come back and do the TDS top performers from tonight's games. Might try to look up a score or two to share with you. Stay with us one more time.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burden.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls and boys games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, a preview of Clay County's upcoming schedule from analyst Thomas Weaver, and final words from your host as we wrap up the Farm Bureau postgame show after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
When it
it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
We return here back to Gordonsville High School for the final time tonight. Girls winner 64-56. Boys winner 71-51. We'll go ahead and do the TDS top performers from tonight's games. First, the girls action. Kenzie Arms led the way with 29 points and was head and shoulders tonight. The best on the floor for Clay County. Had to go with her on that one. I don't know about rebounds and anything else, but she had I don't know what her field goal percentage was, but it had to be above 80%.
It did. I missed some maybe short putbacks or something like that for a couple of times, Daniel, but, you know, 9 points in the first quarter, 10 points in the second quarter, and then, iced it down the stretch there at the free throw line along with Taylor Strong. You know, that was a game where Kenzie Arms dominated, but the Lady Bulldogs didn't. Without a huge effort from her, it could have been a different outcome.
Certainly could have been. Also of note here, Kenzie, with her 29 points tonight, she broke the 1,700-point barrier, the 1,700-point mark, to become only the third Lady Bulldog in history to go north of 1,700. She currently has 1,704 career points. Her mom, that's in second place with 1788. Not going to be long before Miss Tia Ashok Arms gets knocked off by her daughter, and I know that she will be thrilled when that happens. Let me also mention here, Taylor Strong getting far behind. She's got 1,666 career points, and she's also going to quickly get north of that 1,700-point mark. No telling where these girls are going to finish, but tonight's TDS, go ahead.
Well, I just want to say their assault on the record books has been quite impressive during her career, and especially this year. But you know what impresses me more is what I've seen out of this team since that Clark Raines win, guys. You know, it seems like they kind of changed. Yeah, there's the records out there, the points out there.
Yeah.
They're playing together. You
absolutely
know, Taylor Strong double team tonight. Kenzie Arms picked up the slack. You know, they're playing together. Rachel Kopas, Katie Arms, all of that. So not only are they going to go down as two of the greatest of all time, but they may have something in their pocket coming this postseason, too.
We certainly hope so. Girls TDS top performer, Kenzie Arms. Now for the boys' action. Lots to choose from tonight. Four Bulldogs in double digits. You know, tell us what you talk about our boys.
Gavin Silka, another great game with 20 points tonight, dominated inside. But I tell you what, this team is driven by one man, and that's number three, Heath Kimes, from the point guard position.
Yep.
You see him do it all. You see him, get a rebound inside amongst the, what are these guys, 6'5", 6'6"?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe one of them.
Even their guard,
long,
6 foot,
but,
yeah.
Big guys, rebounds, putbacks, drive to the lane, no fear from Heath Kimes. And a lot of his stuff doesn't show up in the stat book, like that 5 second call that gets
right
out of top. On and on. But he does have a pretty good stat line tonight. Broke into double digits again. He's done that quite often with a cool dozen, 12 points tonight. And I chased down Andrew on the floor here before he left. He keeps up with all those other stats. And I think he had 7 huge assists and 6 steals to go along with it. So those are big numbers, Daniel.
They are. They don't sound that way, but night in, night out, players struggle to get 5 in either category. He went north of that, not 1, but 2. We didn't get rebounds, but I bet you he's got,
he probably had 5 or 6.
Right. So he's kind of, like you said, it all starts through him. He sets the tempo. He honestly, with the exception of a few of our games, he's the one that sets the attitude for the team. We saw Ashok do it before, but it comes through times. Heath, very valuable player to this squad, and he was tonight's TDS top performer to accompany Kenzie Arms, who was the girls. Tonight's top performers were brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay Kane's athletes and cheerleaders. Two quick scores on girls action. Park Range winners tonight over Trailsdale County, 77-33. Red Barn Springs winners tonight over Monterey in girls action, 68-39. Upcoming schedule next week, Tuesday night and Friday night, both are going to be home games in Salina. We'll be facing Trailsdale County Tuesday night and Peakey County next Friday, a week from tonight. And then we'll have four more contests to wrap up the regular season after next week's games. We'll be calling both of those. So until this coming Tuesday night from Salina against Trailsdale County, for Thomas Watson, Joe Sims, and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing you all a good night.